Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategies. Successful guests promoting self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where it is, and you know what it is. It is Sunday night, and of course you're live in The Remix. It is Sunday night. It is November the 25th, 2012, and I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight, and thank you guys for joining me here live in The Remix. I see the phone lines are filling up as well as the chat room. Let me go ahead and give the phone number out, because tonight we're going to be doing lots of sharing tonight, so I get to hear from you guys, and that's always the best show ever for me. So let me give out that phone number. It's 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling international, you'll have to dial the country code first. For some of you, that's going to be 1. For some of you, it's going to be 011. And for others, it'll be whatever the U.S. country code is. And then dial 646-652-2711. That's one of the ways that you can connect with us here on The Remix. Or you can actually Skype in as well and click the Skype button and Skype in and listen and communicate with the show. And, of course, as always, you can join us in the forum live in the chat room. And so let me give you some directions on how you can get yourself over here to the chat room with The Remix. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and come on in. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in there from all over the world, and they will make you feel welcome. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, oh my goodness, welcome, welcome, welcome. So good to have you here. And as a guest in the forum tonight, all you have to do is click the link at the bottom that says sign up, come on in, join us in chat, tell us who you are, and just be a part of the Remix family and come on in. This is definitely a place to raise your frequency and your vibration, and it's always that way here on The Remix, and been going strong now. I don't even know how many years, 9 years, 10 years, I don't even know, I lose count, but it's so good to be here. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling really, really good. This has been a really good weekend for me, especially sort of having some time off, being able to connect with friends and family, you guys from all over the world, and just kind of relaxing sometimes. It's great to be about our work, but we can't forget that a big part of the work is not to take yourself too serious either, and to have fun while learning. That's what I like to do. I kind of call it my psycho, sexy, cool kind of way of learning, and I love to learn that way. I love to share information that way and just to connect with each and every one of you. So we're live in the forum tonight, you guys, and boy, do I have a treat. This is kind of a remix first. Yeah, it's a first, but not really a first. But we're going to kind of do this in a different kind of way tonight. So I'm excited about it. I have Esther, of course. She's going to be joining me here tonight, as well as Sister Manya. So you'll have three sisters. Oh, my God, what you're going to do with yourself right here on this forum, along with all of you sisters out there and, of course, all of you brothers out there. So we have a powerful show tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. and lots of great treats. But before we go on, I want to talk about the show that we did on Friday night. You know, Friday night was one of those nights that it was just kind of like chat and chill. You know how we do in the remix. We just kind of chat and chill and just kind of relax, enjoy ourselves. You know, a couple of you called in. You had some questions. But for the most part, we just really kind of enjoyed ourselves and just kind of shared some things. So that was really, really cool, too. We talked about those great remix shows that you guys love so much. Everyone who comes and visits the platform. And I have a list of some more brothers and sisters that maybe you guys may not be familiar with that's going to be coming back to join us. Of course, Ra Giva, the brother that you guys love so much, is going to be coming back. And I also have some sisters and brothers that haven't been on the platform in a while, but they're going to come back and visit, and then some very new people that's going to be showing up to share all of their work as well, too. So I'm very, very excited about that as well. So one of the things I want to tell you guys is don't sleep on this. Don't sleep one bit on this. If you have not download, you need to do that. You need to do that for all of the remix shows because the shows are archived live right here for you. This is sort of my gift that I give back to you guys as well as Blog Talk Radio where we're able to host this platform. So know that you can go back and all of those great shows, some of those shows you're watching on YouTube or some of those you're watching pieces and parts of from other places, you can actually get the whole show right here on the remix. You definitely want to make sure that you're downloading this information. And if you don't know how to do that, let me just tell you, www.blogtalkradio.com/ the remix is how you can come and how you can download the show. You look for the iTunes button. So for those of you who have iTunes, iPad, iPhones, you know, all of these iGadgets, you know, I don't know about you guys, it's household, but we're kind of like a household mix between Mac and PC. We kind of got a little bit of everything going on over here. But there's so many different ways that you can download and you can actually listen to the show. And here's something. I want to give a big shout out to the sister on Facebook who brought this up because I hadn't talked about it in a while. And don't forget, you can go to the Android Market and you can actually download the Android app, the Remix app, and put it right there on your smartphone. And right from your smartphone, you never have to worry about missing a remix show. You never have to worry about missing any kind of tweets that I send out. And you never have to miss sharing your energy with me. And so you guys do that on a day-to-day basis because all of these things are built right into the app as well as an opportunity for you to connect to the Know Your Magic line. So all things remix is all in one component. You click the button, and you just go straight in. This is an app you can download to your phone. It is a gift that I gave to the Remix family some time ago, and it's still available to this day. So just go to the Android Market. All you have to do is search for the Remix with Miss Blue, and you'll see that Remix logo that you are so used to seeing. Click that, download it, put it on your phone, and there you have it. So it's a way for you to stay connected. It's a way for you to share your thoughts as well and share your energy with me because I love that so much as well, too. Welcome to the forum, everyone. I see some of you are already saying, I'm on the phone. And, yes, the phone is the place that you want to be tonight as well as in the chat room. So here's another place that you want to be. And I know many of you have done this in lots of discussion going on over on the Remix Radio page over on Facebook. And you guys had a lot of discussions. I don't even know, 20, 30, 40, 50 of you, I don't know how many of you guys posted the answers and response to the questions from last time. So here's what I want to invite you to do this time. I want you to get yourself over there, and I want you to get yourself over there, and I want you to go ahead and respond to some of the questions because we're going to be putting some questions up. And I just want to say thank you because so many of you guys really loved the Spark Your Magic, the jams from my Genius playlist that I put up. So I'm glad that you guys enjoyed that. I'm going to be putting up some more of my genius list from my iPod and just kind of let you know some of the vibes. I also post on that page and the remix page, as well as my own page, I post a card. I pull a card from the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. I pull a card from there. And then I post that card up there and just kind of give a universal reading. And so everybody gets to do their own reading based on that reading. How cool is that? So we're always on the remix. We're enhancing those things when it comes to all of our psychic powers, when it comes to knowing your magic, as I call it, which is living life with a purpose. And, you know, magic is making a greater individual commitment to yourself. And that's the work that I'm about, empowering you. It's everything about chakras and our auras and colors. You guys know I like things psycho, sexy, and cool. And that just really keeps it in a nice balance. So now, here's what I want you to do. If you have not gone over to the Remix Radio page, I want you to click like. This is the page that we're going to be working with here tonight, and you'll get to see all the questions. You'll get to participate in the forum and the discussion, and I love it when you guys stand up and you want to be seen and you want to be heard. You know, but blessings to those unseen that's out there listening and lurking in the dark, too. We love you, too. But step forward. Come out. We want to know who you are. So I want to give a big shout out, you know, to the brothers and sisters that is doing the work, which is includes you guys that is stepping forward to really let that be known. It's some beautiful, honest, and authentic connections being made that way. And so I love that, you guys. I love that so much. So welcome to the remix, everyone. I see you guys in the forum tonight. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering tonight. And so let's kind of get to that. We're going to dance. Of course, we got to dance. We're going to be talking about tribal psychic magic. And so we're going to be touching on all of these things, really enhancing, you know, developing even more some of these components that actually goes into psychic development. We're also going to be channeling the dead tonight. Woo, woo. Talk about woo, woo. We're going to be channeling the dead tonight. We say dead, but we know nothing truly dies, that things just transcend themselves. We are greater than these physical bodies that we're in. But for all intents and purposes, we will be doing some channeling tonight, and you guys will get to channel too. How cool is that? Because tonight, myself, Esther, and Sister Munya, we all kind of got together. I brought them together with me, and we started channeling a lot of these brothers and sisters who made their transition. And the cool thing about it is they gave us some really, really hot shit to really help you guys and ourselves, of course, to help all of us as we continue to move ourselves forward. So I'm real excited about that, and I'm excited to hear what you guys channel back. So not only did we channel the dead, but you guys are going to get to channel the dead tonight, too. And you're going to get to talk to some of the people that probably many of you have already spoke to. Some of you, maybe you haven't thought about speaking to them. But trust me, they stepped forward and they said, check it out, Ms. Blue. We want to come help the show tonight. So we're going to be raising up that energy tonight. And I'll just kind of give you guys a glimpse of who you're going to be talking to tonight, who stepped forward and said, check it out. I just want to let you guys know that this is who I want to work with you guys. So we have Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Tupac, Donna Summers, Aaliyah, and Bob Marley. How's that for an all-star damn lineup? They are all here, and they are ready to definitely go in tonight. So tonight, we're really going to be doing some tribal psychic magic. And the great thing is, I remember when Brother Bobby Hemmett came on and he did the show and he talked about every time that we collectively come together, how we're opening up this energy and these portals that are out there and really just this universal energy that we are definitely going to be tapping into this frequency, into this vibration. So it is power, and it's things that can be done when we come together in this very, very divine and sacred space. And so we're going to be doing that as well, too. So it's going to be really fun. Get you a piece of paper and something to write with. You know how I like to put you guys to work. And tonight is no different. You need to get something to write with because you're going to want to remember these channels that you guys are getting here. By the way, the other thing that I want to tell you guys, don't forget, it's Sunday night, and you know what happens on Monday. Monday, what happens is we send our orders out. We send them out once a week for the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Chem Deck. So if you don't have one, and this is the season, you need to get one. If you love somebody, you need to get they ass that deck. And so you definitely want to get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/card, C-A-R-D-S, and click there. It'll tell you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. This deck has been sent everywhere from Mozambique all the way to Czechoslovakia, all the way to Japan and other parts of the world and back again. So it doesn't matter where you are, where you're living, what you're doing, you can actually get the deck. And know that the deck really just helps you to enhance your psychic muscles. So I'm really excited for those of you who've been working with the Chem Deck and you have already been building those psychic muscles, that when it gets to doing this tribal psychic channeling tonight, how deep you guys are really going to go in. So I'm excited to hear about that. But you want to get over there. The other thing that definitely is going to be right on time for you this time of the year and any time, and I want to say thank you to everyone making these greater individual commitments to yourself, is to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. You guys, I channeled that. It is over 4 hours of information telling you how to know your magic in any way that you ever thought possible. It's a way for you to begin to tap into that energy and to that frequency. It's not about having a map. It's not about having rules. It's about living life on your terms and your way. And you will get the opportunity. You will get the opportunity to be able to create life, create magic in your life on your terms. It's so many different things that I covered in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And trust me when I say it's nothing in the world out there like it. And I'm going to go through this because I get emails every day from people who want to know more about it. And it's a 4-section audio workbook, and each section is about an hour or so long. The first one is about knowing your magic. It's about creation magic, how to create magic in your life, understanding how to use signs and symbols, how to tap into your subconscious mind using everyday magic. And then I also tell you ways that you can begin to work your inner oracle, because all of us have an oracle within inside of us. And we do that through an exercise called Juicy Juice and Rotten Apples. That's just one of the examples that I give you. Juicy Juices and Rotten Apples, so cool. The second one, and this is a favorite amongst many, is It's Time to Get Naked. We talk about understanding your divine blueprint, your DNA, your belief system, and who you are really, and learning how to dance with your dark side, and understanding codes for understanding your dreams. I really take you in and show you how to decode your dreams. And then one of the other powerful things that we do with the Know Your Magic audio workbook is show you how to release your cosmic orgasm. That's one of the most powerful things that you can actually unleash on the world, is a cosmic orgasm. Now, many of you may be saying, well, Ms. Blue, I have orgasms all the time. And you do. And that energy does kind of ripple itself maybe around. But I show you how to release a cosmic orgasm, which is very, very powerful, of setting your intentions and really kind of what I call placing that pie everywhere, that cream pie everywhere of the cosmic orgasm. And then the third section is about smooth talk and wisdom. It's showing you how to activate your magical energy point and really get into that energy, recognizing what a new beginner is, and smooth talk, and how to tap into your wisdom. You know, wisdom is not just something that women have or sisters have. Everyone has the ability to tap into their wisdom and I really show you how to tap into your wisdom. And then the fourth section, this is about understanding faith versus destiny and how to tap into your temple energy. This is your divine destiny and how you can create it and how you can connect with the different elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, and the metal, and how to use meditation to connect with your destiny. Very powerful. People have shared all over the world life-changing things that has happened as a result of the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's been out now for over a year, well over a year. So these are things that have been tried and tested by many and proven by everyone who has done the work. And there are still people right now still working on sections of that book, and they have started new businesses for themselves. They have moved themselves into the place of working and knowing their magic like none other. So just another great tool, and the cool thing about it, you don't have to leave your home. You don't have to get on the waiting list. You don't even have to stay on the computer and do it. You can download it, and it's yours. You can put it on your iPhone, your iPod. You can put it on your MP3 devices that can support MP3 devices, and you can listen to it. You can burn it to a CD, and you can carry it with you, take it with you to work, and you can do it on your terms, your way, how you like it. But just some powerful things that are out there so you can continue to empower yourself and move yourself forward and work in this particular area. So now, here's the other thing that I want you guys to know. Make sure you have some paper. Have some paper with you tonight. And if you have not gotten yourself over to the Remix Radio page, you definitely want to do that, because we're going to be doing our interactions from the Remix Radio page on Facebook tonight. Now, here's the cool thing. The very cool thing about the Remix Radio page is that all you have to do is click like and you're in. Then you'll be able to see everything on the post and you'll be able to see everything there. So this is how you're going to be able to get yourself over there and to like it. I have some people who have just come over to Facebook for the Remix Family page. It's over 2,000 of you over there and growing every day and really, really making that connection. So now, what to do first? Because it's a couple of things that we're going to be taking care of. Tonight, as you know, is Tribal Psychic Magic. We're also going to be doing a spirit quest tonight, and then we're going to be toning psychic linguistics, and we're going to be doing this in a very, very tribal way, and we're also going to be doing this in a very psychic way. And so there's a couple of things that does need to happen as we get ready to get into the share tonight. I want to say welcome for all of you joining us here for the very first time. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that we know that you're there. Well, no, don't press 1 yet. Not yet. Don't do it yet. Sorry about that, you guys. But you want to get on the phone lines if there's still room on the phone lines, so that we can begin to get into this. So tonight, the show is all about psychic development, and that's what we're going to be doing. So we'll be doing tribal magic, a spirit quest, and so much more. We'll also be channeling the dead tonight, and we're going to be talking about all of those things when it comes to work with clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyancy, these things of empowering yourself to know your magic. And getting into that in such a very, very powerful way. All right. Ah, the phone lines are full already. Ah, yikes. Okay, you guys. Well, here we go. We're going to dance a little bit, move ourselves around. We're going to move ourselves around. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to get right to it. So get you something to write with. Get yourself set up. You're live in the Remix with your host, of course, Miss Blue. And we got stuff we're going to do here tonight. It's a lot of Know Your Magic going on. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight and have you guys here. All right. So here we go. Here we go, you guys. Oh, wow. Let's find Baby Blue. Baby Blue coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wynn, and you are live in the Remix.
La 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 la. Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. So here's what I want you to do, no matter where you are. I want you to stand up. Yeah, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. You can get up wherever you are. I see you over there. I want you to stand up wherever you are. We're going to dance a little bit. The song that I'm going to be playing here tonight, and no worries for you guys over there. The song that we're going to be playing here tonight, this is kind of a special song to me because this is how I feel about you guys, the Remix family, and just all of you out there, whether I connect with you in readings, in our one-on-one sacred sessions, or whether or not I'm connecting with you here on the Remix. And so let's dance to this, all right? And then we're going to get into some more magic.
I want, Say No, track 4.
All right, everyone, that was Natalie Cole, and this will be, and so true, so true. I can apply this song to me on so many different levels. Like some of you are saying, I heard this song so much growing up that was played over and over again, and it's one that I've come to love. I'm really kind of a music connoisseur, baby. I love music, all kinds of music, as long as it's good music. Good music for my soul. I love it. I love those vibrations, those frequencies as they come out. And so this is a song that was close to my heart. And again, I can relate to it on so many different levels. I can relate to it when it comes to me personally. I know that this path, this work that I'm doing, and a big part of what I came here to do, I'm committed to that. It is an everlasting love for me. You know, it's about understanding myself and growing and learning and just continuing to know my magic, you know, to live life with a purpose, as many of you guys. And that's why I love connecting with you so much, because I know that the work that I'm doing, and for that matter, anyone is doing, that we all are able to do that. And so a big part of this platform and everyone who comes on here, whether it be Brother Panic, myself, or anybody who comes on the platform, their goal, their intent is to share that with you to help inspire you as you continue on your path and your mission, and you just continue to do your work in so many different ways. So very, very special to me. And very, very special to me, and very, very loving to you, too. So tribal psychic magic tonight, you guys. That's what's going down here live in the remix. And so we're going to be doing that. We'll be channeling the dead. We're going to be channeling the dead and doing so much more, so much more, so, so much more, okay? Hold on 1 second. All right. All right. All right, you guys. All right. So, all right. So much is going on at this particular time that, you know, another thing that I do wanted to do this show, and really it just kind of pulled on me because it's so much activity going on, and I'm getting so many different emails that are coming in from people all over the world, brothers and sisters all over the world. Believe it or not, this is an amazing time that we're in, but we can also see ourselves in some cases, and brothers and sisters as well, that's very out of balance with their energy, very out of balance with their energy. And so know that a lot of the work that I'll be sharing as well here on the platform for the remix, and even guests that are coming up as well, is going to be ways to sort of kind of help to ground you in this time when so many of the pole shiftings are moving themselves along and so many different things are going on. It's going to be a way to really help you authentically really begin to ground yourself. So, you know, I see it so much that it becomes, I see it so much that it really just becomes, I don't want to say saddening in a way, because I know we all have to go through certain things that we can, but whenever possible in these challenging times, if there is something that I can share with you that's going to help to ground you, center you, and really kind of help you keep your energy so that you are in a place where you can feel comfortable with the flow of it and how things are moving along, then I would love to do that. Definitely want to love to do that. So that's a big part of what tonight is here as well, too. It's a big part of that, because I see people acting out. You'll see people doing things for attention and all kinds of things that's going to happen around you. So the goal is really not to be in the place where you're reacting to anything, but you are really taking care of yourself and those you love that is close to you and really helping each other in this beautiful time that we're in. So now, that being said, Tribal Psychic Magic, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're listening, and no matter where in the world you're listening from, want to give big props to Amsterdam out there listening, the UK, Canada, Japan listening, China listening, Spain, Brazil, Portugal listening, all parts of the continent of Africa listening, as well as all of you who are here in America listening, here in the West. Listening. So good to have you on the forum tonight, both seen and unseen. We're going to get ready to get into some work. Having joining me here tonight is going to be Esther and also Sister Manya joining me here tonight. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's the goal. We're going to do a lot of work and have a lot of fun. If you have not gotten yourself over to the Remix Radio page over on Facebook, it is a like page. So all you have to do is come in and click like. You can also let us know. I see you guys peeking in on that page over there. I haven't put anything up as of yet, but I will be putting something up. So just click like, come on in, and either you can leave a comment underneath to let us know you're there, as well, or click like on the show or something, or one of those things, just to kind of let us know you're in the house. So now, here's the first thing that we're going to do, because there are some things that we have to take care of right away. And so I, you know, listening to that inner voice, listening to that inner voice, I have it there. So let's see. All right, you guys. I got to find all this stuff. I've been working on this, me, Esther, and Sister Manya all evening. So it's a couple of things we have to do. So I'm going to let you guys listen to this, and then we're going to start to get into the work and go from here. Here we go.
Peace and greetings to everyone. It's me, Miss Blue. I wanted to do something really, really special for tonight. And because we're going to be doing something quite different here, it's based upon all of the components and everything that the remix is about, but we're going to be doing it in a very kind of a very unique way, a little different than we do things or have done them in the past. So let's say that. But there's a couple of things that we kind of need to get in place before we can actually just dive right in and just kind of make it psycho, sexy, and cool how we do on the remix, okay? So, I know that all of us, myself included, all of us, we have a, let's just say, a very, very big ego. We do. And sometimes those components are needed. But tonight, we need to kind of put the ego aside just for tonight so we can really tap into some of those higher frequencies and vibrations that we've been tapping into all year long. So tonight, when we start to get into these exercises, these tribal psychic exercises, I'm going to ask that you put your ego away. And I know some of you have some very, 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 very big egos. Put them away. So, here's some of the things that we're going to be doing here tonight, and it's going to be so much fun. We're actually going to do some channeling. You guys are going to be able to connect with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, also Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Donna Summers, Aaliyah, Bob Marley, and also Tupac. How cool is that? Yeah, we got a lot of things planned for you guys tonight. But the one thing that you have to do so we can get into some tribal psychic magic is to kind of put that ego away. I know y'all want to sing this song. It's too big. Anyway, let's talk about exactly what psychic means. You know, it comes from a Greek word that means of the soul. And we'll be tapping into that energy of the soul tonight, because us as spiritual beings, we're able to access, to tap into, to transmit information that goes beyond our physical body and even our five senses. So that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. And all you have to do is just ask your ego. I know it's so big. I know it's so wide. And I know sometimes it can go very deep. But I'm going to ask you, Miss Blue, to take your ego and just kind of push it to the side and tell it to hold on till later. And then you can bring out your very, very big ego. But not tonight. Not in the show. Okay? All right. So there you go. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready, because we're going to dance. We're going to do all kinds of crazy things tonight. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of touch of that, because as we get ready to close out this universal year, we're going to be doing a lot more things as it relates to tribal psychic magic. There it is. Sing the song. It's do one. All right, you guys. You got it. Put the ego away.
All right, you guys. So now that we've got that out the way and everybody is able to sort of put their little ego away, well, not little ego, put the big ego away, we can get into really getting into some tribal psychic magic. The first thing that we're going to be doing, and I was working on taking us to a particular place, and one of the things that was actually shown to me, and interesting enough, we were all talking about it, Esther, Sister Munya, and myself, and really kind of sharing our channeling experience with this energy, is that Tupac really kind of told me, no, you know, don't really work with a new vision spirit quest tonight, that you actually have the perfect one that needs to be done for tonight. Because a lot of things that we're dealing with and that we're being faced with at this particular time have a lot to do with generational patterns. And so a lot of times by us looking at things through those who've walked before us, we're able to make that connection. And so tonight what we're going to be doing is we're going to be connecting with our ancestors. So we're going to be talking to the dead in many different ways tonight, but one of the ways that we are going to be connecting is to be talking with our ancestors. So we're going to get ready to do this spirit quest here, and what I want you guys to do, for those of you who may have done it before, because the interesting thing about when you tap in and you're doing sort of this psychic work and you're working on many different levels and you're channeling energy, because that's really what you're doing. Know the past, the present, and the future. They all exist at the same time. When I'm doing readings, whether it's Akashic Record readings or whether I'm doing sacred readings or readings for the baby or couples readings, it really is about looking at those different frequencies from many different angles, many different places. And this is how this connection comes together. So also know that we are the ancestors. So on this physical level, we do have that physical lineage that was passed down to us. We also have a spiritual lineage, which is completely different in most cases than that spiritual lineage. But we also have these different lineages that have been passed on to us. And so tonight we're going to tap into that power from our ancestors, because it's many different messages out there. And you guys know, whether it's been live right here on the show, you know, mediumship is one of the things that I do as well, too. And for you guys, we've been in sacred sessions. I've connected you with your babies that have been lost, or children who've come to the world and really did their work in a very quick amount of time. And some of those babies that were even aborted, we've been able to communicate and really help you bridge the gap between what's going on and gain that understanding. Or from your loved ones who've passed on, whether it was a mother or father, a grandmother, a sister, a brother. So a lot of times they show up in readings and they just come. They just kind of come and they stand next to me. I've talked about that. I told you guys how my bathroom was my portal. And so, you know, they usually come in the bathroom and they talk to me, and I see all of these different spirits, as many of you as well, too. So tonight, we're going to be tapping into that frequency and that energy, but these are going to be people who are close to you, and they're going to be able to show you these things that is needed for you in this particular time. As you continue to move yourself forward, some of us are in some great, amazing places, and I definitely can bear witness to that because I'm in a very great space at this particular time. Some of you are having some challenges in certain areas of your life. And then for some, it's just about seeking some more clarity and some more understanding. Well, tonight, with Tribal Psychic Magic, because we're all here and we're raising our frequency and our energy together collectively, I had some of you email me before the show and said, oh, my goodness, Ms. Blue, I can't do this. I've never done anything like this. Trust and believe you will be able to do this tonight. And all you have to do is put that big ego aside, that's one, and then just set the intention to be present in the moment and really to go through this. So we're going to get ready to get started. And through these spirit quests, this is one of the ways that spirit showed me that I'm able to take you guys to new heights and new places that you haven't been. And so now, let's get ourselves ready so that we can begin to take this journey. When you get done, I want you to have some paper nearby so you can begin to write down these things and work with them, and then we'll continue from here. All right? Here we go.
Okay, let us begin the journey. Continue to take nice deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. Feeling your whole body becoming relaxed. Listen to the rhythm. Listen to the beat. And each time that you connect with the beat of the drum, allow it to just take you into a deeper state of relaxation. Excellent. Relax. Now, close your eyes. Close your eyes. And feel the rhythm as it moves through your body. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to begin to start feeling the warmth of the sun. You're becoming warmer and warmer. That's it. You can feel the sun warming up your skin, warming up your face, your hair. Your whole body is nice and relaxed. Now, very gently, very slowly, what I want you to do is to begin to open your eyes, your inner eyes, your third eye. As you begin to look ahead, I want you to immediately look down at the sand and your feet. That's it. Now, up ahead, I want you to walk until you get to the front of the temple door. That's it. Keep walking. That's it. There you go. Now, keep walking. You're almost there. Now, that's it. Stand right there in front of the temple door. Now, when you get ready to go inside the temple door, you will find a table. And on this table, you're going to see a whole bunch of masks. They're going to be laid out all across the table. So go inside, walk towards the table. That's it. Now, each one of these masks that's on the table represents an ancestor. It represents one of your divine ancestors that come from your very lineage. Look at all of the masks. Look at the colors. Look at the markings. I want you to find the one that stands out to you and pick it up and put it on. Excellent. Now, I want you, as you begin to put this mask on, feel yourself emerging yourself into the energy of your ancestors that this mask once belonged to. You're now able to see through their eyes. You're now able to understand things that you've never been able to understand before about your family, about yourself, about your life. hold the memory. See the joy. See the pain. Understanding is coming to you. The wisdom is there. Now, put the mask down. Take it off. I want you to look for another mask that is grabbing your attention. Yes, that one right there. Pick it up. Put it on. Once again, you begin to merge yourself into this energy of your ancestor. Perhaps it was your grandmother, your great-great-grandfather, your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. There you go. You can now see through their eyes. You can now understand and capture all of the wisdom. You know their struggles and why it has now become yours, and you're able to get that understanding and that wisdom. Now, take the mask off. And I want you to begin to look at these masks here. Look at every single one of them. One holds the key now to all of these. And I want you to carefully look on the table and find the one, find the ancestor that holds the key to what has been holding you back, what you cannot release, what you need to unleash within yourself. Pick it up, put it on very quickly and hold it. That's it. Hold it. That's it. You are now getting all the divine answers and wisdom that you need. Yes, it is here for you. It is here for you now. Hold it. Take it off. And I want you to begin to walk back to the door as we get ready to make our way back, carrying with you all of the divine knowledge that you need to unlock within yourself, understanding truly at the core of your bloodline who you are, where you came from, where you're going, and precisely where you're at this time. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding is all within you now. Your DNA has become activated. I want you to run towards the temple door. And once you get to the door, I want you to run as fast as you can, feeling the sun on your back and the heat of the sand underneath your feet. Continue to run. There you go. And now, stand still as you get ready to bring yourself back with all of this divine wisdom and knowledge from this space right at this moment. Take a deep breath in and close your eyes and then relax. You are coming back. You are coming back. We're almost here. On the count of three, open your eyes. You now have the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. 1, 2, 3. You're back.
All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm going to give you guys a few moments to kind of get yourself situated. I want you to press 1 if you want to share the mask you brought back and the information and the knowledge. Also, I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page. That's there where you click like, and you can also post your responses there as well. So you can either post your response on the Remix Radio page, let us know what mask you brought back, what did it tell you, what did you discover, what about where you are at this particular point on your journey in your path that you were able to gain insight. Very, very critical. Like I said, tonight Tupac told me this is the one. Use this one, Blue. And so we listened to that. We're going to be doing some more work with Tupac here live tonight. In the forum, we're channeling the dead here. We're doing all of these psycho sexy cool things that we do in the remix. And yes. So I want to see. Some of you have already clicked like, but you didn't put an answer there. And it was still going on, which tells me, we know. We know. So I look forward to reading your answers and everything that you have underneath. It's so good to see you guys there. Okay. Oh, wow. Welcome to the remix. 646-652-2711. Press 1 if you're ready to share. We're going to go to the phone line. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Yes, who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name is Belinda.
Okay, Belinda. And what mask did you bring back and what did it tell you?
Miss Blue, I tried my hardest to do it, but I couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm. You tried your hardest. So
yeah,
tell me, you probably was trying way too hard. So tell me what feeling you got. Tell me what feeling you got, Belinda. Because I think we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have. I don't know. I tried to clear my mind and feel at ease, but I just couldn't do it.
Do you have the television going on in the background?
No, I'm in one part of the room and someone else is in the other room, so it is sort of a distraction because the rooms are right next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have me on speaker? Because I'm getting some feedback, so that's the reason I'm...
No, I'm not on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting definitely some feedback. Well, tell me the feeling that you got, because sometimes, you know, it can be a little difficult, and if we're trying too hard, we sort of kind of miss the point. So tell me what feeling you got.
I really felt calm and at peace.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been practicing. Me and my daughter, we've been practicing. I just can't seem to focus on my, you know, the true intentions of picking up on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I
well,
did
maybe...
colors. That's all I saw was colors, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Okay. Well, you did see something. Hold on 1 second for me. You did see something. Here's how this works, and this is the best way. Don't have any expectations. Just kind of go with it. Everyone is not a seer, so people sometimes don't see things. Sometimes people don't hear things. Sometimes they don't feel things, but sometimes you just come away with a sense of knowing. I talk about this in my sacred session reading, and these are some of the tools that I give you to work with. So you have to just really be honest and authentic about what's going on and what you bring back. But if you come back and you say, I brought back nothing, then rest assured you will get nothing.
Okay.
You see, because now that we're talking even more, you say, well, I do see colors. Well, colors isn't nothing. So how could you say that you brought back nothing when you were able to see colors?
No, I tried to focus on the table and just picking up the mass. That's what I thought, you know, but I didn't
mm-hmm.
see that or colors.
Mm-hmm. So you brought back some colors. And what colors did you bring back?
Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Just purple.
Just the color purple?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how did you see that color? Where did it show up for you?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. Just like a small aura that kept growing.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt calm and at peace.
Well,
I did feel that.
Yes, well, that's something to be celebrated, and you should celebrate all of it and really have no expectation. These spiritual quests are there, but a lot of times when there are different blocks, and for you in particular, one of your blocks has to do with your family lineage. So it is going to be somewhat difficult for you to get in there. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've been trying to work with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've forgiven myself. I try to forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
People saying, do unto others, they have them do unto you. I've done that. I don't.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Well, but here's the thing for you. It's not anything wrong because you didn't get anything. So you have to stop kind of judging yourself in that way, like, I did something wrong. And then the other thing I want you to look at, anytime you're trying to do something, you haven't done it.
Oh, okay.
You understand? If I try to get up, I'm not getting up.
Uh-huh. I think my expectations for myself are a little bit too high.
I would agree with you.
That's
mm-hmm.
one of my blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get over that hurdle. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to get over that hurdle. I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it.
Yes. You're going to get over that hurdle. Know that when it comes to dealing with that color of purple, it really is a very calming color. It is also a color that removes resentment. And so I know you've done a lot of work on yourself, and I want to encourage you to keep doing work on yourself, but you still have a lot of resentment of things that happened to you in your past.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So work with that color purple. It's a very spiritual color. It is the color of wisdom and really of enlightenment, and it's really letting you know that this is, you're going in the right direction. Just don't give up on yourself. Just don't
quit.
Well,
I'm not
going to
give up. No.
There you go.
The card that I pulled tonight out of the Kim deck was wisdom.
Ah, there you go. There's your connection.
Okay.
And that wisdom is connected with that energy of your mother. You know,
yes.
To really embrace and love that energy with your mother, because we get wisdom from our mothers.
Mothers,
when we start to talk about on a physical level, we get that wisdom from there. So that purple is there to really just kind of remind you. And here's another thing. Do not start out with the negative. Force yourself to see the positive.
Okay.
Yes. All right? Beautiful. Beautiful. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 860, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 860. 860. We'll come back to 860. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Tashir calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you, Tashir, from Dayton, Ohio. You want to tell us the mask you brought back?
Yes, I brought back a gold mask, and it was almost like at an angle. It was like if you would put up against your face, it would actually come across like a slant across your face.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, there were many different masks on the table. There was one with diamonds. One was like almost like a porcelain doll, the face,
right.
Or the mask, rather. And there
mm-hmm.
was one looked more like a tribal mask. But the one
mm-hmm.
I chose was that I brought back was a gold mask.
Was a gold mask. And so what was it telling you? What message did you get from your ancestors?
The message I got was to release my burdens. And I remember running and just feeling a sense of joy when I stopped running. And and I looked up into the sky and I just smiled and I felt relief. And I seen this phoenix-type bird just rise out of my body and just rise up into the heavens. Like it was just,
yeah.
And I just felt joy. I just felt
beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Hold the line, okay? Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Melvin calling from Philly.
Okay. Greetings, Melvin from Philly. You want to tell us what mask you brought back?
Yes. When I stepped in the temple, it was a lot. It was a lot of different masses. But for some odd reason, I was drawn to bring back the oldest one, like with the most wear and tear, and it was actually
mm-hmm.
wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a lot of wear and tear. And when I looked inside of it, for some reason or another, I got the view of looking through a man's eyes, like an ancestor that might have been a man.
Mm-hmm.
And what kept coming to me was release the hate and play the game, or get in the game,
mm-hmm.
and let go of the hate, let go of the pain.
Mm.
That's what I got from it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful, real powerful. Yeah, thank you. All right, hold the line. Wow, you guys, beautiful, beautiful visions here. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Cookie calling from Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Cookie from Florida.
How are you? Well, I brought back, it was like a gold mask with feathers on it. And, like, you know how it covers the eyes and the nose? It was like plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, wrapped around the whole head. And when I looked through it, like, all I seen was, like, a kitchen. And, like, tall mm-hmm. bar stools. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get anything back, like, as far as any mm-hmm. messages. But I just got the feel of being in the kitchen.
Being in the kitchen. Well, you know, one of the things when it comes to the kitchen, and I always remember this from Queen Afua, one of my teachers, she talks about the kitchen being the heartbeat of the family, you know, mm-hmm. because where the kitchen is, you know, this is oftentimes you will see that when families gather together, they automatically migrate in the kitchen if someone's in the kitchen. Everyone yeah. sort of kind of comes in there. And so that kitchen is really just the heartbeat of your sacred space, of your family, where you're living at. It's about those things in the kitchen. It's often a place where many of us feel very, very safe. And it's also a place where we actually break bread. Not only do we break physical bread there, but we also break spiritual bread there. So a lot of those things, as we begin to intake things into our body, and Cookie, immediately what Spirit is telling me is that you're in the kitchen because the kitchen is one of those places where it's very important about what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense? So that
yeah.
kitchen, that place where you feel safe, this is a place where you can actually go and you can get into a meditation. You know, cook yourself a dish so that you can transcend everything that you're going through. You know, whether it's a dish that's going to be based upon raw foods, or maybe it's some soup that you're going to make for yourself, or if it's something else that you're going to put together or prepare for yourself in the kitchen. But this is a place for you, Spirit is saying, to move yourself. Spend some more time there, particularly when you want to tap into those energies and really see things from other perspectives. Because you have a wise counsel that is sitting on those bar stools waiting to communicate with you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful vision, Cookie. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. Beautiful. All right. Don't forget, you guys, go over to Facebook to the Remix Radio page and share there. Some of you are posting your shares there. I'd love to hear them. Love for you to post them there as well, too. Let's go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 772. I think I got the right number. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You just got me. It's Cookie.
Okay. Sorry, Cookie. I clicked the wrong line. Calling in next, it looks like calling in from area code 754. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Maybe 754 is not on the line. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Perrin and Raleigh.
Okay, you want to share with us your vision? Your mask you brought back?
Yes. The first mask I got was a blue mask, and the second mask was a green mask, and my third mask was a white mask. As soon as I entered the temple, the first mask just stood out, and so I just went ahead and grabbed that one. And the message that I believe it was the second mask, the green mask. The message I got from that one was, if I don't let go of getting revenge, I'm going to fall, just like he did, just like my ancestor did.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was just powerful because it just came right through. And then in the first two masks, all I got was like a vibration feeling, like like my heart opened up on the first two masks. I mean, not the first two masks, but the first mask and the third mask. Like, I just got this little this vibration. I didn't really get a message. It's just like everything just opened up. I don't know exactly what that means yet, but that's basically all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot to chew on there. Very powerful vision there, especially telling you if you don't let go of some things, then you'll fall. And a lot of times we can see some of these generational patterns from our ancestors and see them through this way. This is a very powerful vision quest to be able to see. So, yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Here's what we're going to do, because we got so much work to get to and we still got the channeling to get to. I want you guys to write down, make sure you document everything that you got from your mask so we can continue on with some more tribal psychic magic. What I'm going to do at this time, I'm actually going to bring Sister Manya on the line, and I'm going to get ready to bring Esther on the phone, too. And I want you guys to get something to write with, because we're going to get ready to get into channeling the dead here, and we're going to be talking to some greats that have come before us, okay? Okay, so now let me go over to the Remix family page, because I see you guys are all over here asking questions and doing some work over on this side, which is really, really cool and amazing as well. So let me take a peek over here. I see some of you are writing questions to me, and some of you are putting your mask that you got over here, and we're going to come back, so keep posting. I see it's like over 11 different posts over here of your mask and things that you guys got. So wow, that's really, 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 really powerful, powerful, and we're going to cover that. So keep posting, keep writing those things down there, and we're going to continue on. So now, here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. Let me see if I can find Esther. And if I can find Sister Manya, I believe this is Sister Manya here, so let's see. Peace and greetings to you.
Hey, Miss Blue.
All right, greetings. Oh, hey, is that baby Nine-Nine?
Yes, baby Nine-Nine.
Oh, baby Nine-Nine. And if you guys have the Kim deck, you know Sister Manya and baby Nine-Nine is in the Know Your Magic Kim deck. And that's baby Nine-Nine. She's not a little baby anymore, but she's on the line. Let's go ahead and bring Esther on the line, too. Let's see. Hey, Esther.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Sister Manya.
Peace, Esther. How are you?
I'm good.
And baby Nana is in the back still saying, hey.
Hey, baby Nana.
So the gang is all here. I just got to tell you guys something. When we get to some of these questions here, I'm going to let you guys know you got to get the backstory on this. It's going to be a great time for you to pull out while we get ready to get into these channels. It's going to be a great time for you to pull out a piece of paper so you can start to get ready to get into the channel as we get things set up here. Now, the first channel, what we're going to be doing, myself, Sister Manya, and Esther, is we're going to let you know sort of what they're going to help you with. Each one of the brothers and sisters that came through, we're going to let you know what they're going to help you with. These are going to be things to help you move forward in the time that we're in at right now. Okay? So get you a piece of paper. We're going to take you step by step. No worries. If you've never done this before, have no fear. You can do this. You can do this. Okay. You can do this. So I think I'm doing this right. Okay. Now let's see. All right. Oops. Okay, Sister Manya's not logged in, so I'm going to have to do that for her. Okay, so here's the rules, you guys, and it's not really rules. Just remove your ego. Come with pure heart. And we're actually going to be sharing with you the channels that are coming up. The first one that's going to come up, I'm going to let Esther kind of tell you about that one as I get things set up on this end. And the cool thing is I'm going to tell you guys the backstory. They're going to try to jump in and say what they said, but I'm going to tell you the truth about what happened. Okay. So here goes the first channel. So we can start channeling the dead here. All right, Esther.
Okay.
And give the instructions. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start off with Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And this song, we want you to focus on what is something in your life that keeps you from crashing and burning. What is something that helps to balance you? And what you're going to do is once you hear the song, you're going to come back with one sentence from each song. You shouldn't really spend too much time thinking about it. It should be related to these guides that we're giving you. And so that's what you're going to focus on for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Something in your life that balances you, something that keeps you from crashing and burning. That's it.
Yep, something that keeps you from crashing and burning. You know, this is something that helps to keep your ass balanced. And so Michael stepped forward and said that he can help you channel this, what is needed for you. And so for us to play the song, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. So we're going to play the song and know that Michael Jackson is here. Channel that energy. What is it? Something, like Esther said, to keep your ass from crashing and burning that helps to balance you out.
Oh,
right. That was Michael Jackson. And don't stop till you get enough. I'm also posting the questions over on the Remix Radio page as well. I want you to write them down for yourself, but if you want to share them, you can do that too. I see you guys are still posting about your mask, which is great, and I can't wait for you to do that. Now, we're going to get ready to go to Sister Munya. Thank you so much for that one, Esther. And hold these answers because we're going to share in just a little bit of what everyone is getting. And so we're going to bring Sister Munya on and Baby Nana, because Baby Nana is over there saying, let me talk.
Can you hear me, Miss Blue?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't talk, Mama. You want to talk? You can't talk. All right, you ready for the next one, Miss Blue?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have Miss Whitney Houston. Miss Whitney Houston. Everybody know Miss Whitney Houston.
Wait a minute, Mama.
Okay, it's not the song that we're doing on Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay. On Whitney Houston, we want you all to channel your insight to understanding situations in your life that has been or is challenging.
Okay. Can we?
That
can
almost.
We,
can you hear me, Miss Blue?
I can. I was going to say, let Baby Nana talk so she can say what she has to say.
Did you want to talk? Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Hey.
Hi, Nana. How are you? How are you?
Hey.
You're doing good. You're live on the Remix. You know that, right?
Hey.
Okay. Say hi to the people. Say hi, Remix.
Say hi.
Hey.
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 All right. All right. Well, I love you, Nai-Nai. I love you, okay? So I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right, It's All Right, But It's Okay by Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Did you guys hear me the first time, Miss Blue? I need to go back over that.
Yeah, we did hear you. No, you make it kind of hard. You make it kind of hard for your godmama to cuss with you on the phone, you know? I can't even say what I want to say.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right. So we're going to put you and Baby Nai-Nai on hold. Love you, Nai-Nai. Okay. So everybody got to hear Baby Nai-Nai because she says, let me talk, let me talk. She really does that when I'm giving y'all readings, and I told her that I will let her do some readings one day. So, hey, you know. So now we're doing Whitney Houston because Whitney said that she wanted to be able to help you guys do this, to channel insight to understanding different situations in your life, you know, things that have been in your life or things that have been challenging. You know, these are going to be situations that almost drove your ass over the edge. So Whitney said, it's not right, but it's okay. Get your channel on. Whitney says she's coming to help you with this. So here we go.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. You did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap. Yeah, 'cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right. Thank you.
right, you guys. There you go. I also posted it up on the Remix Radio page as well, too. I posted Whitney. Whitney wants to come, and Whitney said she would step forward and really help you guys when it comes to channeling insight and understanding of different situations in your life that have been or that are still challenging for you. Those situations that almost drove your ass over the edge. Whitney said it's not right, but it's okay. And so I want you guys to really write those channels down that you're getting. You know, music really gives off frequencies and different vibration. And even though we begin to talk about the different music and how the quality of music we can say and the lyrics and a lot of the words, a lot of songs that are out today really doesn't match the consciousness of where we've grown collectively as people, particularly melanin people on the planet or just conscious people in general. But there still is a lot of value in the music when you're able to connect with a lot of the music and a lot of the lyrics. In fact, there was a show that I did several years back where the brother came on, the doctor came on, and I can't think of his name right now, but the title of the show is called Metaphysics and the Music, and he really began to break down the understanding of music. One thing I know for sure is that many of you who are connected with music, and when I go in and I do the Akashic Record readings, and I've done this just even in my own time for a lot of celebrities. Like I've been in Jay-Z's records, and I've been in a couple of other people's records, and Tupac's records, and a lot of the rappers' records. What I found is that in a past life, a lot of them have been connected to a lot of different energy that would have put them in a position where they were in different priesthoods. A lot of them, I see in their Akashic Records, one of their past lives, they have been Prince. And yes, the doctor's name is Dr. Nelson Harrison, The Metaphysics of Music. If you haven't downloaded that show and listened to it, it's a great remix share to go back and listen to. But I noticed that a lot, even the sisters, they've been a lot of priests, priestess before, they've been a lot of queens before, and it's not so much about the title, because you know, you guys know I'm not a big about the title, but the experience of that, what you did in that particular lifetime, I see when they come back, a lot of them are heavily, heavily connected to music, either through rap music, either through singing, through dancing, some form of music, even like myself, being very connected closely to music. And it's because music carries those frequencies and those vibrations that really put you on that level to tap into the Akashic Records and to get into them from many, many different angles. So a lot of times when I'm doing the Akashic Record reading, I always know when I'm connecting with someone who is connected with music in this life to see the power that they've done in some of their other past lives, that they have been able to translate a lot of that language, a lot of that energy through music. So very powerful. So now that's going to bring us to our third channel. And I want to tell you guys the backstory on this channel. And let's see, Esther, are you still with us? Yeah, you still with us. Sister Manya, I know Baby Nana is over there doing her thing, so I kind of got you on hold. I want to tell you guys the backstory on this because I don't think you're going to believe me if you don't hear this. So we are looking through different songs and really kind of coming up with our own channels, you can say. And so all of a sudden, Sister Manya says that the song that she wants to get, she wants to use, is I Rather Be Your Nigga. So I said, I Rather Be Your Nigga? Yeah. And then Esther says, yeah, that's the song. That's the song that we need. That's the song that we need right there. Yeah, we need to put that song on there. I said, I don't know if Tupac telling me that we need to use I'd Rather Be Your Nigga, but they was trying to go real gangster with y'all. I just want to let y'all know, Sister Manya and Esther was really trying, really kind of going kind of gangster. So, of course, all of that being said, I want to tell you that the song that we finally agreed that you guys will be able to channel and Tupac kind of blessed off on was, I'm going to play the song in a minute, but it's Tupac, but here's what he wanted to step forth to help you guys with. It's how you can find your oneness. How you can actually find your oneness. You know, staying on top of your game, your purpose, while still loving your crazy-ass family. And I want you to look at that family in a holistic way, not just your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your children, your coworkers. But I'm talking about your soul family. I'm talking about the Remix family. I'm talking about everybody. How you can find your oneness, okay, while still staying on top of your game, your purpose, and still loving your crazy-ass family. So the song that we're going to be playing for you guys that you will channel Tupac through is All Eyes on Me. Keep in mind, you're also going to hear remnants of I'd Rather Be Your Nigga playing in the background, courtesy of Esther and Sister Manya. Here we go.
New Hank, Coco, Big Sir, yeah. John Hardy, Pico, you know.
All eyes on me. Oh, oh, oh.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I five double low, then something flashy rain. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but before won't get me. We got four niggas and low riding and ski mask screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga, till the day I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac, so much trouble in the world, nigga, can't nobody feel your pain, the world's changing every day, time's moving fast, my girl said I need a race, how long will she last, I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips, triple B, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip, I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a text. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a tight satellite, nigga, I'm forever balling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Said he flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus, it's in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play.
All eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was raised wrong. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shot. On a team major, packing hundreds in my draw. Fuck the law, bitches, I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw. Catch a case at a fast rate, balling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the stress. The criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof
nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. Be like, ding.
Yeah, I like a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Till my life is a bitch. Cause he been getting high.
Every motherfucking body. I got busted toes and police watching, nigga, you know?
Living my life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Living my life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
It's like what they think. I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. Really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Y'all got me under surveillance.
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
That's what's up. All eyes on me. Tupac, you guys. Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes you got to get a little thug with it. Got to get a little thug with it. How you find your oneness while staying on top of your game, your purpose, and still loving your family at the same time. That's it. Yeah, Squared Poet. Oh, wow. This is too much fun. I'm loving these channels, you guys. You guys are, I'm loving these channels. I want you to post. I know you guys are writing them down, and we're going to be calling in and sharing once we're done. We still got quite a bit more to go. So we'd love to hear what you have to say. You can go over to the Remix family page. Just click like, and I see you guys have wrote some answers up. Finesse Felix says, you have an answer to that, and you'll have my full attention. Well, yes, we do. We do have an answer to it, to that. Oops, I put it up twice. Let me remove that here. I'm going to delete this, Esther. I think you checked on it, but I'll take it out. I think I put it up twice. So we're going to have Tupac up once, and then we have Whitney Houston that's up, that's coming up as well, too. Let me see. Yeah, I think I need to. Yeah, I think I got rid of somebody. Yeah. Okay, so there we go, you guys. Come over to the Remix family page, click like, and on Facebook, and you can post your responses to your channel. We're going to be reading them out loud here on the forum, and you can also call in to share what channel you got from that as well. So here's the next one. I'm going to let Esther do this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
The next song is Ray Charles, I Got a Woman. And this is about yo needy ass always wanting something from somebody else. How do you balance it out? How do you keep from having everyone do something for you?
I love this one, you guys. I love it. So there you go. You heard it. This is Ray Charles, and Ray said, damn it, I want to help y'all with this. Because this, I don't think y'all got it. Jamie Foxx did this and Kanye West, but nobody does it like Ray Charles. And so this is about when you're in balance, you know. You know, this is really about that time. Wait, I kind of lost my thought. Where is the balance in others serving you? This is your needy ass, always wanting something from someone. How do you balance this out to keep from having everyone do everything for you? So Ray Charles said, hey, Ms. Blue, let me at him. I want to show him. So here we go, you guys. Ray Charles.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, she stays loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she stays loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she stays loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Yeah, oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't you know she's all right. I don't you know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
All right, everyone, that was Ray Charles, and he definitely said that he wanted to step up, and he wanted to let you guys know, definitely, where is your balance out of having others serve your ass, as Esther said, your needy ass, always wanting something, you know? Always wanting something, somebody to do something for you. So hopefully you all were able to channel what you needed from Ray, because he said this song, I Got a Woman, is going to help you really focus on that energy so you can know how to balance this energy out to keep from having everyone do everything for you. Woo! You know what? Don't send me messages like that, you guys. I almost choked. Oh, my goodness. You guys are bad, and I literally mean guys. All right. Well, Sister Munya's up next. Gotta love the brothers. Sister Munya's up next, and let's find her and Baby Nai-Nai. Where they at? Where is her and Baby Nai-Nai? Oh, there they are. All right. So here we go. Sister Munya, you're next. Sister Munya? Oh, wait a minute. Didn't click a call. Here we go. Sister Munya, there you go. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, can you hear me, Miss Blue?
I certainly can.
Okay, all right. Well, next we're going to have Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. On this one, we want to know your feelings and attitudes about your sexuality. Don't get quiet, y'all. Marvin said, wake up.
Yeah, don't get quiet. Marvin said, wake up. So this one is Marvin Gaye said, hey, I'm here to help everybody in this particular area when it comes to sexual healing. Thank you for that, Sister Munya. And so here we go. Marvin has stepped forth. And, where you at, Marvin? Where you go? Marvin was just right there. Look how quick Marvin moves. My. All right, here we go. Marvin Gaye, everyone. Sexual Healing.
sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
Marvin Gaye there with Sexual Healing. And, yeah, Green Sky put in the chat room over here. She said Marvin Gaye is so intense with his passion. And he sings with such intensity the way he sings and the way he conveys his passion. And I said, yeah, he still is intense. So, yeah, Marvin is around, and he's still pretty intense with that sexual healing. But definitely wanted to put that out to you guys. Thank you for that, Esther, letting everybody know what Marvin Gaye has to say, looking at your sexuality, I mean, Sister Manya, excuse me, say about Marvin Gaye and your sexual healing and taking a look at that energy there. So some really good channels coming in. I see you guys are over here on the Remix Family page and you're posting up. And I don't think anybody touched Marvin Gaye's sexual healing yet. You know, your feelings and I didn't put attitudes. I put attunes in there, but your attitudes about your sexuality. How do you feel about that? Because that's important to know. You know, it's important to know how you feel about that sexual energy that we like to talk about so much. We always talk about life force energy, kundalini energy, and oh, how we're meditating and we're doing visualization. Well, every time that we begin to use this energy, it really is sexual energy. You know, it's something that Brother Wayne Chandler talks a lot about. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine talks a lot about as well, too, as you've heard many others talk about. But that is primarily what they work with, the life force energy, that sexual energy. Even the work that I do in the readings and even with you guys, that's sexual energy too. So really we're always working with different levels of that sexuality, that sexual energy, that life force key. But Marvin Gaye wants to talk about how do you actually feel about your sexuality? Because other than the Reverend Goddess Charmaine coming on, I don't think we really talk about it a lot. So I'm curious to see what you guys came up with. Really curious. I want to go over to Tupac, All Eyes on Me. And how do you find your oneness while staying on top of your game and your purpose, while still loving your crazy-ass family? Well, you guys are putting a lot of comments up on the Remix Family on that one. And here's some of the things. Sports Kai says, the illumination of your light. All eyes are reflection, are the reflection of you. Don't let your emotions get in the way of your evolution. Always walk in your highest vibration. Very great. And then Rakia says, run your own race and stay humble. I like that. Short, to the point, and right there. And then also Lovely, which is actually, we won't go into the whole thing of Lovely, but Lovely says, stay true to yourself first, love me first. And so those are some of the comments that are coming up. You guys have some other things. Whitney Houston, it's not right, but it's okay. Remember, this was the channel to channel your insight to understanding your situation in your life. That has been, or that is one that is most challenging, you know, the thing that kind of drove your ass over the edge. And so Ebony says on here, in everything there's a lesson, and it's up to you to accept it and learn a way to deal with it. Very interesting, Ebony. I like that. I like that. So keep them coming, you guys. Keep them coming. And come over to the Facebook family page. I see that Angela and Elizabeth has checked on Ray Charles, but they haven't posted anything there. Things that make you go, All right. Well, here's the next one, you guys. Here we go. Now, there's a backstory. Gotta tell the backstory. Here's the backstory on this. All right. This one is about inner drive. And I'm going to tell you the backstory on this because this is one of Sister Munya's favorite songs. So I'm going to put her on the spot real quick. It's Donna Summers and Bad Girl. So this is about your inner drive. It's about how do you confront your inner freak. Where is your freak at? Because Donna Summers really just kind of put it out there. And particularly with this song, she said this is a great one to channel that inner freak. I don't know about you guys, but I have an inner freak. I have a bad girl. And I know there are some bad boys out there. Esther, you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay. Just checking. So, so, you know, I know it's some bad boys out there and it's some bad girls out there. This is about really getting in touch and sort of confronting that inner freak, you know. And I always tease Sister Munya because anytime I'm picking out a song for the show, she loves this song. But she's like, well, what about playing Bad Girl? I said, Bad Girl? She said, yeah, she'll start singing it. Toot-toot. B.C. I said, oh, the song about being a prostitute? And she'll say, yeah, bad girls. Because that's what Donna Summers is talking about. When she say, hey, mister, do you got a dime? Hey, mister, you want to spend some time? But this is really, I want you guys to look at this analogy because Donna Summers really kind of showed it to me. It is about you. I think Esther's call dropped. Hopefully she can get back to him. It is about you understanding and really being able to confront that freak that's in you, that bad girl, that bad boy. You know, we tend to sort of kind of keep that part of ourselves hidden, and for very good reason. I don't think you guys want me to show up with my bad girl because she's pretty bad. I don't think you guys want Miss Blue's bad girl to come out. But it is about that part of ourselves, of being able to confront that in a healthy, honest way, like I said. Reverend Goddess Charmaine knows how to bring that out to us in a very safe and loving environment, and many others, but she's the ones that really come on the remix and really talk about that in so many different ways. Jaywood? Jaywood, don't you tell nobody that, Jaywood. You guys, if you're not in the chat room,
if you're not in the chat room, I don't know what to tell you right now. Jaywood, for real? Jaywood. I don't even know if I can repeat that, bad girl. But really, you know, there is this really, you know, a lot of people hide this bad side to them. Oh, my goodness, Jaywood. 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 I'm going to have to put you on blast in a minute because everybody is just going crazy. So I'm going to have to put you on blast in a minute. I know Esther's here. I'm going to have to put Jaywood on blast for that.
I see him in there going crazy.
Jaywood said that this girl wanted him to have sex with her on a pissy mattress.
Right.
And yes,
that's exactly right.
That's
nasty,
not freaky.
Not freaky.
Let's ask. Brother Panic would say, we got to draw the line between what is nasty and what is freaky. That's just straight up nasty.
That's right. That's right.
Jaywood.
You know what? Wow.
And then Jaywood said he was sort of turned on by it. Oh, Jaywood, you're a real bad boy. So listen, I want you guys to think about this because Donna Summers really, really helped to bring out and help you to confront, and I don't know what I put up here. This ain't even confront. Help you to confront your inner freak. Where is that inner freak within you? So I want you guys, get off of Jaywood, okay? And I want you to channel your inner freak. You know what? even Donna Summer said y'all is doing the most.
Wow.
Oh, I can't breathe. I promise you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I have heard, seen, read it all. Y'all are really some freaks. We have got to get the Reverend Goddess Charmaine back over here quick.
Mm-hmm. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I done learned a lot in 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And we're not talking about ores either, gold and all kind of colors. All kind of colors, and all kind of colors, and all kinds of sounds, beats, and toots, and horns, and green sky saying, "Wow, they didn't realize this whole song was about prostitution." Oh, wow. Wow. Y'all are doing the most tonight. We're live in the remix, everyone, and we're channeling the dead. Jay Wood. I'm going to need you to stay away from the color gold, and I'm going to need you to stay away from mattresses. I'm going to need you to stay away from them two things.
Wow.
I need you, Jay Wood, to stay. If you see gold, go the other way. If you see a mattress, go the other way. Just stay away from them two things. All right. So we got some more comments up here, and we're going to read them in just a moment. I have never heard of this. A golden ticket, Keel. I can't even say his name. Listed as my
Callio,
son.
Callio.
Talked about a golden ticket. And then someone told me, I think it was Jay Wood, that you need the golden ticket to get to Willy Wonka. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Oh, the golden ticket is for Willy Wonka. Boy, you learn something every day.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. For real. My goodness. All right, we got a couple more channels to get to. And you know what? The golden tickets is for Magnum, too. You know what? Y'all is doing the most, for real. Okay, all right, moving right along. I want to hear these powerful channels. I mean, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Be on the phone line or either get yourself over to the Remix Radio page because, and then Punk just put up chocolate. You know what? And Esther just said we ain't going down the Hershey Highway. You know what?
I'm with you, Brooklyn. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Green skies. Green skies. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, green skies. Green skies. Don't worry about it. Now I'm talking about, they talking about fondue. I don't even want to. You know what? For real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, you guys, next channel. Let's keep it moving. I don't even know whose turn it is anymore. Is it yours? Whose turn is it?
Did you just go or did Mania just go? I really don't know.
I think I went. It's your turn to do it. Here it is.
Okay.
Let me give it to you. Boy. And Jay Wood gonna say saving it for marriage. You know what, Jay Wood? Yes, Brooklyn, the lighter side of the remix. Gotta love
the wilder side of the remix.
Yeah, that's what it is. Ain't nothing light about tonight.
It ain't light at all. Okay. The next song is from Aaliyah. It's One in a Million. And this is dealing with what is your uniqueness? What makes you you? What is special about you?
I'm just glad this is what Aaliyah wanted to bring. Let's see. Just glad this is what she wants to bring.
Go home.
All right, you guys, that was Aaliyah, and really just with One in a Million, helping you to really channel what is your uniqueness. And so don't forget to come over to the Remix Radio page and post. I see some of you are posting in the chat room, but post it in the Remix Radio page so we can also know that you're over there posting as well. I see you guys are coming over here posting lots of your responses. That's going on here tonight. And some really good things. Really, really good things that you guys are posting up. And this is the no. I'm getting ready to tear her name up. Are you here, Esther? I guess Esther's not here.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
I can hear you. I said I want to say the sister, but I know I'm going to tear her name up. But let's see if we can do this.
Olafume, what's he talking about?
Olafume. Olafume posted that for her uniqueness, I'm a good listener. My friends relax around me, and we have fun and laugh, and I keep positive. Oh, that's beautiful and very powerful. Yes, your uniqueness. Love that. Love that. Yukindeo wrote on Donna Summer's Bad Girl, just do what you do, keep the party going. That's how he connects with his inner freak. you know what? Jay Wood. I can't even get to it for thinking about Jay Wood over there. Okay, you guys, so we have one more. Let's see. I think Sister Manya is still with us. And let's see. This is another good one, you guys. Backstory for this one, too. Backstory for both of them. Yeah, everybody got a backstory on this one. All right, so here we go. Where is Sister Manya? Where is Sister Manya? Oh, there she is. All right, sis, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, so you know what the last song is? Do you know what it is? You remember it?
I Shot the Sheriff.
That's it. I Shot the Sheriff.
That's by Brother Bob Marley.
Yes, I Shot the Sheriff. And how do you do it?
Your own way without your letting... Wait a minute. How you do it your own way without letting ego take over.
Yeah, how do you do it your own way without letting your ego take over? So this is going to be Bob Marley. And he came through, you know, we were looking at quite a few different things because, of course, everything by Bob Marley is, just simply amazing. Esther was really adamant, her and Sister Manya, about shooting the sheriff and not the deputy and how it's just so much in this song, and I could agree, because I really look at it as sort of your higher self versus your lower self, there. So Bob Marley talks about I Shot the Sheriff, so let's find that really, really quick here. Let's see, where is it? Wait a minute, where is I Shot the Sheriff? There it is. Hold on a second, you guys, I'm going to pull it up for you. I Shot the Sheriff. But what? Who didn't he shoot? Who didn't Bob Marley shoot? Can you guys figure out the riddle? Do you know why he says he didn't shoot the deputy? Do y'all know the riddle to that? It's a riddle in this song. Yeah.
I Shot the Sheriff.
Hey.
Yeah. All around.
Allowing your ego to take over, you know? How do you do it your own way? How do you shoot the sheriff and not shoot the deputy? How do you do that? Okay. Let me come back. Did Esther call drop again? No.
I think I'm still here.
No, I thought to call Doug. Oh, that's okay. All right, you guys. So, guess what? That was 8 channels. You were able to channel Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Tupac, Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Donna Summers, Aaliyah, and Bob Marley. And we did it all here. And y'all are trying to say the deputy had a bulletproof vest on. The deputy red.
The deputy red.
You know what? And then Green Sky talking about, is the sheriff higher ranked than the deputy? What difference does it make? I shot the sheriff. I didn't shoot the damn deputy.
Oh, man.
Square poet said he ran out of bullets. So now, you have to figure out, Bob Marley says, how you can shoot your sheriff without killing the deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the deputy of the higher self. So now, it's posted up on the Remix radio page, and I see many of you guys are finding your way over there, and you're responding to the questions. Some of you are clicking like. And then some of you are over there, and what are you doing? I don't know. You writing comments? Ah, Bewitch walked away from Christianity. This is how she, Bob Marley, shot the deputy. How do you do it your own way without letting your ego take over? And Bewitch says, walked away from Christianity, raised in the church, yet respecting my family's perspective, not shoving the knowledge down their throats, and still doing dream interpretations for their butt. Ah, I like that. Bang, bang. Ah, all right. You know what, Esther? For real.
Oh, wow.
Okay, David says on Aaliyah's One in a Million, what is his uniqueness? He says, my conversation. Isn't that every brother's uniqueness? They think they conversation. Just teasing, David. Anyway, David says, my conversation, my passion, and staying open about being so freaky. All right. David. Let's go over here to Donna Summers. Esther, are you on the page? Can you read some of those over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm over here. For Donna Summer, bad girl, this is about how you confront your inner freak. Ekandale said, just do what you do. Keep the party going. Kalio Diamond said, let yourself be yourself, go with the flow, and live in the now. And Olufemi said, I only let her out around people I trust and feel safe with.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. All right, sexual healing. Did we read that? I don't know if we reread that sexual healing one. I think we did.
I think we read some of them. I think some more people posted.
David says, very comfortable with my sexuality. Keep doing what you do. And don't procrastinate. David, I want you to call in and kind of help us.
David,
yeah,
call in.
Yeah, David, call in, David, and help us with that. And Ebony says it's natural. Lions don't overthink their sexualities. It's just their right as animals. And then she could laugh out loud. Ooh. Ebony also said, it's about being in control of your sexuality, and it can heal or destroy. Respect the energy and beware of those you're merging with. Oh, that sounds like a task.
Mm-hmm. Regina said, release the past and become a student of something brand new.
Oh, okay, Rakia.
I hear you.
I hear you. Y'all need to call in. Y'all need to definitely call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call once you get on the phone lines. And we're going to keep going. We got 22 minutes, and then we got the after hours. But press 1 when you guys get on the phone lines so that you can share. I want to say thank you, of course, to Sister Manya and Baby Nai-Nai over there, because she was jamming. Sister Manya said Baby Nai-Nai was jamming all the jams. And also to you, of course, Esther, as we do this tribal psychic magic. So I want you guys to call in and share.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are full. Keep trying. Try to call in. I'm sure that you're destined to get in. Yeah, you're destined. With them answers you posted, you are destined to get in. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 once you get on the phone line so that I know that you're here and you want to share. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. If you had 1 press and you press 1 again, you put yourself off hold. So you need to press 1 again for me. But let's go to the caller calling in. It looks like from area code 314. You're live in the remix.
Yes, hello?
Yes, is this 314?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing, Mrs. Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Angela, Mrs. Blue. And Mrs. Blue, I have to right away apologize because I don't even know what the show is about. It's just that I got up in the middle of the night and I tuned in and I wanted to get through. And I have a question, but I also know I need to call you and get a full reading. I'm the person that sent you the message that said somebody tried to murder me last week. And I'm just curious, am I in any more danger? They tried to
Angela.
Yes,
Angela.
Ma'am, I apologize.
That's okay. Jay Wood, stop it. Jay Wood, stop it. Are you in the chat room by chance, Angela?
I don't think so, no ma'am.
Okay, you're not in the chat room. All right.
I mean, I'm on your Facebook and I'm in the
okay.
Remix. I don't know what you mean by a chat room.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Mrs.
No. I'm laughing at them. So really, make no light
so
of that.
I have so much respect for you, but I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean by a chat room.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I don't think it's anything in your situation you need to worry about at this particular time, at all. I don't think you need to worry. Sister Manya, what are you doing, Esther? You know what? Let me look at the chat room. Give me 1 second. I need to kind of get some things together over here on this board. Well, anyway, here we go. All right, Angela. Let's take a look and see what's going on. And so I vaguely remember, so here's what I need you to do in all seriousness, because you did get through and your call came through. So, you know, I will take your call at this particular time. Tell me again what's going on. Tell me again for real what's going on.
Well, I had a friend that I was like calling a friend for, she's been like a so-called friend for 3 years. And I've been helping her, like giving her clothes and helping her with her family. And unfortunately, just kind of, you know, she kind of set me up. I went over there to take her a Christmas gift, and she jumped on me and really tried to murder me. Hit me in my head for 45 minutes with like a cast iron skillet while 3 other people jumped on me. And like 2 or 3 weeks ago, my grandmother, which is dead, came
mm-hmm.
and told me I was going to die. And I called on God, and, you know, I'm not Christian, but I called on God, and God apparently stop me from dying, because, I mean, I'm a diabetic, and she was hitting me in the head with a cast iron skillet. I mean, it's a story. And, like, 2 days later, of course, after that type of beating, I prayed again, and I said, remove the pain from my body instantly. And instantly, God did it instantly. I didn't feel no more pain. I started running down the street and doing jumping jacks. And this was just on Sunday.
Okay, hold on. Hold that. Now, here's what I want you to know, because I know if you called in, you not only did you want to hear this, you need to hear this.
Yeah.
If you did all of that and you called on God and God had you jumping up and down and took all the pain away, then why didn't you just tell God to make you safe?
Wow. Okay. You mean just, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's simple enough. Okay. If it's that simple, I guess I just pray for my safety now. Okay. Okay.
Now, before you go, because you called in, because you didn't call me to hear that message. Is that fair enough for you to say? You didn't call in because that's what you wanted to hear. Here's something I really would like to tell you, and I do remember you sending me a message to me. And one of the things, you know, when it comes to doing this spiritual work, and when it comes to really kind of tapping into this energy for real, not playing with this energy, not pretending with this energy, but really tapping into this energy for real. Here's a couple of things that come up for you. The first energy that comes up for you is the Tree of Life. Are you familiar with the Tree of Life?
You mean like the Bible Tree of Life?
However you want to equate it. But the Tree of Life, and here's what I want you to look at, the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life and has a lot to do with family ties. And so even though you kind of stumbled your way here, we initially started the show out about generational patterns. And so one of the things that you're in at this particular time, Angela, is you're in a generational pattern. And this pattern really has your energy unbalanced. Because immediately when you started talking, the goddess Offset came upside down in front of my face, which tells me that there's a strong problem that's coming between this energy between you and your mother. A very big disconnect between you two. And not only is there a very big disconnect between you two, you have a disconnect between yourself at this particular time. Your energy right now, I would strongly recommend that you gather your family, not the people that would set you up, as you say, come to your house and bang you on the head with a cast iron. But I'm talking about people who really love you and have your safety as their concern. Because there are people right now that fear for your safety, not for somebody physically killing you, but for you doing something to harm yourself. Isn't that true?
Yeah, probably.
Why would you say yeah, probably? Yes, it's true, correct?
Yeah.
And for very good reason they have a concern for you at this particular time. Because your energy is so out of balance. And when I get in your sacred space, I feel very cluttered, claustrophobic, and there is this smell that I smell there. What is that? What is all of this that's going on there?
Cigarettes. Maybe. I don't know.
Is it just cigarettes? Or is there other things? Because I see that there is a lot of clutter around you.
Yeah.
A lot of low energy, a lot of vibration, a lot of this energy that is just pulling you completely down. And it's causing you to not see clearly at all.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, you've said something similar to me about my clutter.
If I did, I don't remember it. But I know that when I'm in your sacred space, I can't breathe because of this smell that's in there, because of the way this sacred space is.
I got a lot of clutter.
You got a lot of what now?
Clutter.
A lot of clutter. You definitely, what I would recommend is get with people that you know love you. Not this superficial love of acting out. Not this superficial love of acting out on Facebook. Not that love. I'm talking about really people you know and that you love to help you clean up your sacred space. So before, as you call it, Christmas comes, you can really give yourself a gift of clarity and bring your energy into balance. You're a beautiful sister.
Yeah,
you have a lot of amazing energy. I'm going to be completely honest with you right now, and I know you can hear this. You are out of balance.
Okay.
So get some help. Have someone help you, not only with the clutter that is in your space, because that is just a reflection of the clutter that is
in
your mind. That's in your mind. Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand.
All right. And then email me back and let me know how that goes for you.
You keep telling me to email you. How do I get a reading?
You get a reading by email.
By emailing you?
Yes.
Like just emailing you at that MrsBlueGmail.com or something like that? That website?
At Gmail, you email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. It's right here on this show. So
okay.
That's where you go. And I know you're on Facebook, so you can find it on Facebook, and that's how you can get a reading from me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So peace and blessings. I want you to get yourself some help and get better and get well so you can start to continue to do your work. So peace and love to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful, you guys. We're going to keep going. 10 minutes left to go in the form. I want to hear the channels that you guys brought back. But seriously, you guys, I want to talk about this because this really does speak to a lot of what we opened the show with, energy, about being out of balance with this energy. It's real. And so, you know, we all have to be here to help each other and be that reflection for that as well, too. Okay? So now, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. And I'm going to get y'all in the chat room. I'm going to get all of y'all. Sister Manya, Esther, I'm going to get y'all. I'm going to get you, God. I'm going to get you, SquarePants. Let me see who else. I'm going to get Jay Wood. You know I'm getting you. I'm getting all of y'all. It's a couple of y'all in there, too. I'm going to get all of y'all, yes. Calling in from area code 646-656-646, you're live in the remix. Brooklyn, I'm going to get you, too. Son, Witch, I'm going to get you, too. I didn't forget y'all. I'm going to get y'all. All right, 646, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Kayla. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, greetings to you. Is it Kira?
Kayla.
Kayla. Okay, Kayla. I'm sorry, Kayla. I'm going to get you too, Punk. Yeah, Brooklyn, you too. I don't know if I said your name, but I got you. I got all of y'all. I got y'all. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. You wanted to share?
I wanted to call for a reading. Are you giving up? Because I actually missed the beginning of the show. I just walked in not too long ago, and I was like, you know what? I've listened to you, but I've never called in to, like, talk. So I just wanted to know if you have any insight for me.
Well, you know, and I do this. And, you know, one of the things that I love that you guys call into the show. And whenever y'all hear me on, y'all just say, ooh, Miss Blue, give me a reading. And that's good. Tonight we were doing tribal psychic magic. And the caller called in and wanted to get a reading.
And so you didn't hear any of that on the show. You just called in and said, I'm press one, I want a reading.
Well, yes, because I saw tribal psychic magic, but also when you mentioned about generational
issues,
and I know a lot of us have the same issue, but I wanted to know what you see.
Well, tell me what's going on with you. We have about 7 minutes left to go, and tell me what do you want to know about relationships?
About relationships, I'm with a certain gentleman at the moment, and well, I'm with a certain gentleman. He has very good energy, and I just wanted to know.
And you want to know what? He got real good energy, and what do you want to know? What do you want to know about his energy?
How compatible are we? Like, his energy towards me is what I'm asking.
So now, I'm going to challenge you here, because you called in, and I'm sure that on some level it's helpful to everybody. And being that I played Beyonce's Move the Big Ego out the way, I'm going to stay true to that for a few moments, and then I'm just going to let it do what it do, as David says. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You said you want to know how compatible you two are.
Well, we are compatible, but I wanted to know his energy towards me. Like, I feel he cares about me, but then I feel like he holds back, and then that's pretty much it. Like,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. Well, here's one of the things that I'm picking up is that you guys haven't been together long. I'm gonna say somewhere between, I don't know, 3 to 4 months. How long have y'all been together?
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, about 3 to 4 months, and what I'm picking up at this particular time is that, yeah, he likes you. You guys are very compatible. You're getting to know each other, but you want to be in love.
Everybody does.
No, everybody doesn't. Trust and believe.
Oh, am I still on the phone?
Of course you are. How do you think you
I thought I hung up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry. Let me get off of here. I don't want to be online talking. I'm glad I wasn't talking to myself. I'm sorry.
You thought you were talking to yourself?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think I thought I hit one again or something to disconnect. Matter of fact, I thought I hung up. I just thought I was listening to the show. I'm sorry. Maybe I need to get off of here and get back online and listen to the show.
Okay. All right. You want me to finish telling you, or you don't want to know at this point?
Who? I'm a different person.
What do you mean you're a different person?
I'm Angie. I'm not the woman that was asking about her boyfriend.
You know what? Y'all are funny tonight.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, Angie. Just hold the line. Hold on, you guys. Just hold on. It's one of them nights. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the caller that called in that said, yes, we've been together too. It's a crazy night. What can we say? That's been together 2 to 3 months with her boyfriend. She wants to be in love, and he doesn't want to be in love. She's gone, okay? She already done left, okay? Yes, we didn't start talking to all of these brothers and sisters, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Tupac, Ray Charles. We didn't open up all kinds of portals, and all kinds of things is coming in. So here's the sister right here with the six. I believe this is her. Let me see. Are you back?
Yes, I am. My battery died. Pardon me. It's crazy.
I love knowing my magic. Oh, my God. Okay, so how long have you guys been together? About 2 to 3 months?
4 to 3 months. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have. And the main thing that I'm picking up, and I'm just going to tell you this, is that you want to be in love. Are you there?
I'm listening.
You're listening, but you're not responding. So you want to be in love.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's the thing with him. he really is sort of kind of taking this step by step, so to speak. And so at this particular point, you need to be using your wisdom when it comes to this. You guys are pretty, very compatible with each other, but here's the really tricky thing about when it comes to relationships. When it comes to relationships, everybody is operating in free will. And at any given person, the person can change their free will. That can happen with any of us. In this particular relationship, for him, he's actually just coming out of a relationship, correct?
That's correct. There's a lot
going on. It's a whole lot of back drama because I see all kinds of things flying up in the air behind him as he's walking down the street, which means that he brings a whole lot of baggage with him. So what I will tell you is if you want to be in love with this brother and you want to love him, oh, you're going to get that test. So make sure you're not in love with the idea of being in love and you truly love him, but give yourself a chance to really know what it is you love. Because the main thing for you is that you have been abandoned before. So you have abandonment issues.
That's correct.
So feel your spirit on this. Feel your spirit. Everything seems very good between you two. And the energy. But don't take it so fast. Don't fall in love just to fall in love. Truly love what it is you're trying to get to know, which is each other. So appreciate this time you guys have together right now. You know, appreciate getting to know who he is and allow him the opportunity to get to know who you are. Because he has a lot of baggage. You have a lot of emotional baggage and he has a lot of physical baggage. And he's not done with his ex and his ex is not done with him.
What do you mean? They're still seeing each other?
I mean, they're not done with each other.
Karmically? Is that what you're saying?
Excuse me?
Do you mean karmically?
What did you say?
Do you mean karmically? Karmically.
Tell me what you mean. Because I know what I said.
Oh, well, I was just trying to interpret. You said they're not done with each
really,
other.
Really? Hold on a second because we got 26 seconds. Download, you guys. If you're not on the phone lines, you need to get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines so that I know that you're here. And you want to share, you can still share about the Tribal Psychic Magic. Amazing show tonight. Thank you to Sister Manya, Baby Blue, and Baby Nana, and to you, Esther, and to all of you guys out there. I love you. Don't forget to leave a comment. All right, we're in the after hours. Yeah, he's still not done. He's still not done with her, and she's still not done with him. And so a lot of things can manifest itself from that particular point. But for you, stand your ground when it comes to this relationship. Don't just fall head over heels because somebody tells you some nice words. Get to know each other for real. Get to know and understand where you're coming from and work from that position. All right? Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold the line. Peace and love. All right, you guys, let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 708. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, I guess 708 cannot hear us, and we cannot hear them. So we're going to go past 708, and then we're going to go to, who is this? Angel Baby 69171. Angel Baby?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm
sorry.
Mm-hmm. Why are you sorry?
Oh, because the music is loud. I'm going to turn it down real quick.
Yeah, please turn the music down.
I apologize. My husband had that on earlier. I had a question about basically my calling and my gift that I believe I have and who I really am. And I would like to know, am I on the right path with what I feel I've come up with? I've always loved Egyptian artifacts, books, pictures, And at a young age, I strongly felt that that's where I came from.
And, okay.
Recently, I was thinking of a tattoo, and I had picked an Egyptian tattoo with cats because I love cats, and people sometimes tell me that my eyes are shaped like cat eyes. But I got one. I didn't really know what it was, and I had a book, and it told me that it was the goddess Maate. Am I saying it right? Maate? M-A-A-T.
You can say it that way. Some people say simply Maya, but yes, you can say it that way.
Okay. And I've always been the type of person that fights for what I believe in and encourage others to do the same and not to just accept things if it doesn't feel right, you know. And I don't, as well with myself, if it doesn't feel right or if I know that I am right and I'm innocent, then I will, you know, fight for my rights. And I'm starting to study criminal justice. So
mm-hmm.
when I saw that and I saw what she stood for, I felt
mm-hmm.
like that was me.
Mhm. Okay. All right.
Am I on the right path?
What's your question for me?
Am I on the right path, and am I going through the awakening with the spirituality that I'm receiving? It's like I've been searching for this or searching for something for so long, and I feel really comfortable where I'm at now with what I'm learning and with what I'm receiving, as if I already knew these things before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and what was your name again? Tell me your name one more time, please.
Well, my real name is Anya.
Okay, so what were you going to tell me, some other name?
Well, the name on the Skype is Angel Baby, but I go by Mystique now.
So we got three names right now. So what would you like for Miss Blue to call you?
You can call me Mystique.
Mystique? Okay, Mystique. Here's a couple of things to look at. One, I think it's beautiful. Anytime that you can come into any level of self-awareness, I think that is a beautiful process that you can have within your heart. And it really, especially when it can help you move towards what you feel you need to be doing and what you should be doing, don't ever let anyone else take that away from you.
Okay.
That's a really good thing. You know, you said that you wanted to go to school for criminal justice, and then you came across the Egyptian goddess, the goddess Maat, and from what you've been studying about the goddess Maat, it really just helps you to embody that energy to bring about an understanding about justice. That's one of the things, and that is a certain particular level that she does deal with. It does have to do with balancing out energy and law. So that could never be wrong when it's coming from your heart at that level.
Okay.
That could never be wrong. You could never not be on your path, following your work, and doing what's in your heart, for real.
I really feel that I can make a difference in the
mm-hmm.
justice system, because to me, a lot of times it's not fair as it should be, and they're not the right people with the right energy working within the justice system.
Yeah, and you
and
know
I
what?
I would really like to change that.
Yes, and I say go for it. Miss Blue is a person, I'm very passionate. I don't know how much you know about me, but I will tell you, I am very passionate about people following what's in their heart and their dreams. And everybody has something here that they are here to do. The words of wisdom that I will give you to take with you is don't ever stop learning.
I haven't. I won't. I'm addicted to books. I love learning, and I know that I have inner knowledge as well, because it leads me in the right direction. It tells me what
yeah.
is good for me and what's not.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I found you by accident, and I feel that that accident was meant to be, because I started off listening to Bobby Hemmett, that led me to Brother Panic, that led me to you.
Mm-hmm. And I know that if you listen to Brother Bobby Hemmings, who I love, and Brother Panic, who I also love, and that led you right here to me, how could you be on the wrong path? How?
I'm just reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
Reassuring myself that I am going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Your heart will never lead you wrong. Your mind will screw with you all over the place. But your heart will never leave you wrong. And what I did is I pulled a card for you. And the card that came up for you was Baby Blue. Positive expectations, innocence, and trust.
Okay.
And that's where you are. That's the energy you have with you at this time. I say continue to go forward. You can listen to others who've come on the show. One in particular, the brother's son brought it up in the chat room, and I was going to mention to you, go back and listen to Nancy Lockhart. She works, and she's very passionate about helping those who get locked up. She even has a book out, and she is the country's top legal leading analyst. And she knows all about the law and all of these things when it comes to the legal system. She would definitely be a great person to hook up with, too.
Okay, well, thank you. Her name is Nancy Lockhart.
That's
Lockhart.
Right. Lockhart. L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T. Lockhart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. And peace and blessings to you. Know that you can always, if you want to get an Akashic record reading or any of those other readings, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, you know, we can set that up for you, too. Okay?
Thank you.
My reading for you tonight is the energy of Baby Blue. So if you do not have the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle deck, you definitely need to get that. Because
I
intend times to. Like this, yes, you can just pull yourself apart, and this is you communicating with your higher self just in some very divine way.
Thank you. I will do that. Thank
All
you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Thank
you. Let's go ahead and bring Esther back on the line. Are you there, Esther?
Yes, I am, Miss Blue and the remix. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. I think this would be a great time to read some more of the responses that is going on the Remix Radio page. If you can do that for me, that would be great.
Okay. Let's see here. So we left off. I think that we did one in a million. Let's see. We got one post on Ray Charles, I Got a Woman, about your needy ass, always wanted something for somebody else. JP Miss Walk Up said, my ass is not needy enough. I need to learn how to let others help me out, real talk.
Then you're still needy. No, you're still needy. I hate to be the one to tell you, but that you're still needy, and that neediness is you have the need to feel like you have to help others. So it's still needy. So look at that from that perspective, and you'll be able to find your answer there. So I'm going to say, Miss Blue, you're still needy because you feel you need to help everybody. That's a needy ass.
And that was the only post on. They left Ray Charles alone.
They were scared of Ray.
Yes. Don't stop till you get enough. Michael Jackson, something in your life that keeps you from crashing and burning. Callie O'Diamond said, power is the force of love. Keep up with the force. Don't stop. Olofimi said, parties, sleeping, music, and rum, and long drives, too. And JT Miss Walk Up said, dance and laugh and rum, too.
And what, too?
Rum.
rum.
Oh, y'all is doing the most.
Oh, Kaleo. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that right. Kaleo.
Kaleo. Okay. Diamond. Kaleo Diamond. Do you know how to sing Shine Bright Like a Diamond? Anyway, I'm joking.
Let's see here. Whitney Houston, it's not right, but it's okay. I think you read Ebony's and Everything There Is a Lesson. It's up to you to accept it and learn a way to deal with it. And then Olufemi said, I think Whitney said it all. It's not right, but it's okay.
Yes.
JT said, every tear is a lesson learned. Dry your eyes and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's one of the things I want to encourage you guys to do. Speak in first person, because we get so used to speaking for a group that we disconnect ourselves. Speak in first person. I guarantee you them hot-ass answers ain't so hot no more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think we read all these other ones.
Yeah, I think we did. Donna Summer's Bad Girl. Yes. JP said, I'm a lady in the streets, but a real freak in the sheets. No shame in my game. I hear you. And then Aaliyah, one in a million, what is your uniqueness? I'm always myself, no matter what. I guess that could be considered a uniqueness if we know who we really are.
Yeah.
If we know who we really are, that's usually the challenge. You know, who we think we are is not who we really are. That's usually the challenge. Beautiful, you guys. Keep the questions. Keep them coming. And we're going to go to the phone lines because y'all are just, oh, wow, it's a real interesting night. We have opened up some energy here. I don't know what to say. But let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Rakia. I'm from Arizona.
Okay, Rakia from Arizona. Yes. And you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I just wanted to share about the channels.
Okay, beautiful.
Where should I start? Well, I can say for the first one, Michael Jackson, I just wrote dancing.
Okay.
I got dancing. Mm-hmm. And then I think I shared something on Facebook. Let's try to see one I didn't share. Oh,
okay.
Bad Girls, New Adventures. So the inner freak, I can confront that with New Adventures.
Okay. New Adventures.
New Adventures. I wrote very short things here.
Okay, that's all right. As long as you got the message, that's what counts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The one that I got that I think I have a question about is for Bob Marley. It said, come from your heart, but then check your footing.
Check your what?
Check your footing. I wrote check your footing.
Okay, what does that mean?
I'm thinking that, I guess within me,
mm-hmm.
I'm always checking to see if I'm coming from my heart or my head. So
mm-hmm.
meaning, where am I grounded?
Right.
You know, where are you grounded right now? Are you grounded in your head or your heart?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was it. Let's see. Oh, Ray Charles. Oh, share your creation. So make something and share it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of an answer there.
Okay.
We need balance. Make something and share it instead of always wanting something from someone.
So, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. How did it feel to do that?
This was fun. This was a lot of fun, and this is the first time I was in a chat room. So that was
crazy, isn't it crazy?
I had a headache from laughing. I was screaming laughing. It was hilarious. So I got distracted a few times. But
the chat room will
fun.
Do that.
This is the only reason why I called in, so I was like, this was so much fun.
Oh.
So I just wanted to share because I thought, it's like, okay, well, let me share. Let me stay on focus here. Stay on point today.
Yeah, because the chat room will kind of throw you off.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I was crying laughing. But it was a lot of fun, and I definitely got messages from it.
Oh, beautiful.
And you could feel the energy of each one. You could totally feel
like
a different voice. And that was awesome as well. I wasn't expecting Tupac because I was like, I don't even like Tupac. But I totally felt that energy, and that was awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm so glad that you got a chance to get your channels and get your experience in the chat room because, the chat room is always off the chain, always, okay?
Yes.
It is always off the chain, so it's really good. And thank you so much for calling in and hold those channels because those are powerful there. And I'm glad you were able to do that. So hold the line. Peace and love to you.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. It was. Tonight's show was so much fun. I had a ball. Y'all, I'm still going to get y'all. I got all of your names wrote down right here that I'm going to get. So let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix.
Miss Blue, I'm going to get you.
Why are you going to
This is JP, Miss Walk Up.
Oh, that's JP. Oh, yeah, JP.
So, you know, I have to raise my hand because I'm trying to figure out how is my ass still needy.
Yes, you're needy. It's you, JP. Okay, let's just go ahead. Let's keep it copacetic here. Let me just go ahead and do a quick reading on you real quick. And so here we go. The card that came up for you is Body Talk. Body Talk.
Okay.
So, JP, you, your energy is the energy of a healer, okay? I know that.
Okay.
I have that energy. Esther has that energy. Sister Maya, a lot of people have that energy. You have it. So you have the same thing that a lot of healers have, and that is that you don't know when to say no. But that's not their needy ass. That's your needy ass. That's your ass going, okay. I'm just going to help you this one time, but I ain't doing that no more. Okay, girl, I'm going to get up. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you back on track. That's you. That's still the need.
Yeah.
Can you see that? That's the downfall of the healer. So I seen it as soon as I said, what? Other people? No, that's your needy ass.
You're right.
So, that's you learning how to say no. And I understand because even myself, sometimes I'm kind of faced with it. You know, tonight, people called in. I don't know where they fell from. They just came in the portal that was open and just said, okay, somebody hit me on the head. I need a reading. You know, this is going on. I need a reading. You know, so sometimes you'll have those situations there. But then you also have to know when to say no. And that's what's difficult for you. You don't know when to say no.
You're right. I've been working on it. Well, trying to, though. Yeah.
Listen to your body and not to your mind.
Mm.
See, you can check anytime that you're doing that. You're not listening to your body. You're listening to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's me.
Okay.
Who knows? So there
All
you
right,
go.
Touche.
So there you go. There you go, JP, needy ass. Hold the line.
All right.
Oh, that was beautiful. Good, good, good. So, yes, you guys, we can do that. So, no, you can get it. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings, who's on the line?
Hey, this is Rob from Baltimore.
Rob? Why are you talking like we in the bedroom or somewhere? Where we at?
I'm chilling. I'm laying low right now.
Okay, where you at, Rob? Because you sound like you got a...
Oh, I'm in the bedroom chilling.
I felt it. I felt being in the bedroom. I know bedroom energy.
Okay.
All right, Rob. Cool. What's good?
I just wanted to, just share some of the channels I got.
Okay.
with the Michael Jackson, when that song started, I kind of just envisioned myself started walking on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then what came to me was, I'm a musician, so the words that came to me was, I need to stay creative.
Okay.
Good. And that's what's going to keep me open to higher energies or higher channels to come through.
Okay. Rob, can I ask you a question? Are you in the chat room?
No.
Oh, okay, good, Rob. Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Whitney Houston, my God, I need to release my fears of moving forward towards my higher path.
Okay, great.
Tupac, my God, I need to take charge of my life, be more militant, I guess, disciplined, go hard, start to make things happen and not wait for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay, that was really, really good. And, you know, there's a lot of people sending you some messages from the chat room, Rob.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
You know what?
It's a lot of people sending you some messages. Some of them good, some of them,
really in line what the energy was for tonight. So
yes.
Okay.
Oh, so Rob, that was really good. Was that your first time sort of kind of doing one of these exercises with us here at the Remix?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And how did it feel, Rob? What was that feeling?
It was weird but different.
It was weird but different.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed that, and maybe I missed it, but did you tell us about Donna Summer?
No.
No. Did you didn't get a channel from her?
No.
You didn't get the.
I listened to it, but I didn't really get nothing from it.
From bringing out where your freak is, confronting your inner freak, nothing came up?
Nah,
nothing came up. What about Marvin Gaye and sexual healing? What about that one?
All I got from that was just I need to stay centered and grounded, so I really didn't know what that meant, so I just left that alone.
Okay, all right. Well, we are certainly glad you called in.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, the brothers. Ooh, you got to love the brothers. The brothers is hating on you right now. I'm just going to tell you.
Sure, okay.
Wow. The sisters is loving you and the brothers is hating. Well, I take that back. They said they're not hating. They congratulate.
All right, cool.
So that was really good. Well, I'm really glad that you had an opportunity to, you know, really go through the exercise and get some channels. You really should go back and work with Donna Summers a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, work with Donna. I think Donna, what you think, Esther?
I definitely think so. I think Donna and Marvin. I think both of them.
Yeah.
Why those two specifically?
Well, because you missed them. And anytime
okay.
we miss something, we know it is a message there for us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And especially because you said you do music. And
yes.
that's key. That energy is key in creating. So... it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be really good. So hold the line, Rob, chilling in the bedroom. And we're going to keep going in the remix. But thanks for calling in. I'm so glad you enjoyed the show tonight.
All right.
Y'all are so crazy. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Calling in from area code 804. Y'all are so bad and so crazy. Calling in from 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Mama Blue, Mama Blue, Mama Blue. Khalil.
Hey, Khalil.
How y'all doing?
Say it for us. You said Khalil or did you say Khalio? Can you pronounce the A?
There's two ways you can say it. It's Khalil or Khalio.
Khalio.
The Leo is stressed up.
Okay, Khalio. Khalio.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been enjoying yourself tonight?
Hey, I've been wilding out with y'all, trying not to wake the whole house up. Been laughing to death. So,
oh, it has been. Yeah, it's been a crazy night tonight. It has. Well, we know you definitely got those channels. You want to drop them for us?
Well, really, the main two that I was focusing on was the first two, because it really,
okay.
They kind of, I guess, made me focus on a situation. I used to be married. Well, actually, mm-hmm. I'm still married, trying to get divorced. And the Whitney Houston song is like, close the door behind you, leave the key. I think that was one of the lines in the song.
Yes.
That's one of the problems that I've been having with this. Not so much like love or anything, because that's been over and done with. But just the way I was portrayed in the situation, I keep wanting to turn back and, like, you know, explain what happened type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And try and, like, clear my name. And you know, when somebody just go on and say a whole bunch of stuff that ain't true, you have the need to want to correct that and really say what happened. But there's really no point. I keep trying to tell myself that. But there's sometimes where I'll be sitting thinking, like, man, I need to go ahead and set this situation right. But it is what it is. I keep trying to, you know, tell myself that. So that's what I got from the Whitney Houston song.
Mm-hmm.
The Michael Jackson, Power is the Force of Love, Keep Up with the Force, Don't Stop. I think sometimes, you know, you forget if you put love in everything you do, that everything is just work out the way it's supposed to. You know, just stay positive and just do everything with love and don't expect anything from anyone. Except for, you know, what you give out, just the positive energy. And even when something negative happens, just stay with the love. So that's what I got from the Michael Jackson one.
Oh, that's beautiful. That really is. It really, you know, and that's the thing about it from the whole exercise, is to really get what you need out of there. And you did. You got what you needed and still had a whole lot of fun, hell of a lot of fun.
them golden tickets.
Yeah, them golden tickets for Willy Wonka. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, that really is good. You know, I feel really, really good when that happens, you know, because that's the intent behind everything that we set up for here tonight. And you did it. So, you know, really, really beautiful, beautiful energy always. It's always good to have you. Do you want to sing something for us tonight?
Do I want to sing something? Tonight wouldn't be a good night just because we just got the baby to bed and I'm not trying to wake him up.
Oh, okay. So you
but,
can't because you're gonna get loud. But you're going to have to come back on and sing for us. You're going to have to come back on and do something for us. You got to come back and do that. So, yeah, but thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. That was beautiful, and it's always good to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Aw, that was beautiful.
That was.
All right.
Thank you, Khalio.
Thank you, Khalio. If y'all are not following Khalio on Twitter, you need to do it, because anytime I want to laugh, all I have
do is read some of his tweets. And that just makes my day. So beautiful. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Jay Wood.
Wow. Jaywood, you're going to have to explain some things, Jaywood. Jaywood, I know that's not a smoke detector beeping in the background.
It sure was. It sure was.
Jaywood, I know that's not that. Don't tell me that, Jaywood.
It's just loud. It's good.
No,
Jaywood.
It's not good. It's not good. See, they already are calling you the original bad boy himself.
But I ain't doing nothing.
Jaywood, you are going to have to explain to everyone about this mattress. This pissy mattress story. We want to hear the pissy mattress story. Tell us,
Jaywood. Well, I mean, this chick I used to date. I mean, I really don't want to put her out, but...
No, don't put her in it. Don't do that.
I ain't going to put her name. No, of course not. But, like, she just liked really a lot of freaky things, you know what I mean? So,
You said she likes to do what? You said she likes to wet the bed?
She told me she wants to go to like some old abandoned building or something, or like an abandoned apartment, a hotel, something.
And do what, Jaywood? What does she want to do when she gets to the abandoned building?
She wants to find a pissy mattress.
Hold up, just a second, Jaywood, because you know I have doctors and psychologists, researchers and lawyers who listen to the show, and sometimes they don't believe things. So I want you to be very clear. This girl, this woman told you, I want to go look for a pissy mattress, Jaywood.
Yes. She really told me that's what she wanted to do. Like, she told me that. And maybe she was kidding, but I don't think she was, because that's the thing she was into.
Okay, so she wanted to go find a pissy mattress so she can do what, Jaywood?
So she can have sex on it. Like, literally, I'm not making this up. This is what she told me. Like, she wants to have sex on a pissy mattress. Some old, like, she said, like, some old pissy mattress, like, abandoned by the side of the building or something. It was something crazy like that. It was a minute ago.
Okay, Jaywood. And so what did, I'm more concerned about what you told her. What did you tell her, Jaywood?
I didn't say anything. I just, like, let her talk.
Did you say in the chat room? You said you was kind of turned on by that.
But that's exactly where he's thinking.
Oh, did I say that? I don't.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Well, maybe. I don't remember. Hold on.
Oddly turned on to quote.
I don't
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
There's no evidence in there. So, like, basically what I'm saying is, like, I don't remember saying it. Maybe I did.
Okay, so even if you didn't say it, Jaywood, I mean, you didn't say nothing to her? Did you, Jaywood, tell the truth, and I want you to tell Miss Blue the truth, because you know I know whether you're lying or not. You helped her go. You went looking for that pissy mattress, didn't you, Jaywood?
Well, I can't lie. I love looking for the pissy mattress.
I know,
like,
you
did. You would understand, like, just saying.
Jaywood, so you guys went looking for this pissy mattress.
Uh-huh.
And what was she telling you? I really want to know this, Jaywood. What was she telling you?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago. I can't really remember.
Jaywood, promise, Miss Blue, that you're not going to have sex on no pissy, dirty mattress in no abandoned building, on the side of a building. Don't do any of that, Jaywood.
I won't.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sit and, that's nasty. But no, she's a freak, and, what she's into, so.
Well, apparently you was into it, too, because you was about to go, you went looking for the pissy mattress. That's my concern.
I mean, this is, you know, it's like a pretend thing, you know what I mean? You pretend.
Like, oh.
Go to the hotel. No,
so y'all were going to pretend y'all were going to go find pissy mattresses?
I mean, I was pretending. I don't know about her, but.
All right, Jaywood, did you do the channel, Jaywood? Because I hear that beeping in the background, and it's telling me that it still may be some pissy mattresses out there. you got to change that battery, Jaywood. That's not a good
one. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I'll change it.
Yes, please change that. Did you do the channels? Did you get any messages from Marvin Gaye, Donna Summers, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston? What'd you get, Jay Wood?
You know, I did get channels, but I only wrote one down.
Why? You was too busy focusing on that pissy mattress again?
No, I mean, there's so much chaos going on in the chat room. I got carried away.
Sure, yeah, the chat room.
Chaos that you started, Jaywood. Okay, so let's not blame the chat room, all right? Let's keep it from here. Chaos started. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you helped start some of that chaos.
I might have.
Yeah. I might have.
Oh, all right, Jay Wood. Well, I definitely want you to tell us some of the channels that you got. Okay.
Okay. I can tell you the one that I got.
Okay. Tell us the one.
And it was for the very first one. And it was, you know, Michael Jackson, Don't Thought You Get Enough. And then I put, you know, I wrote Her Love. That's all I put.
You said what?
Her love.
What does that mean, Jay? What?
What's it mean? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll go find the girl with the pissy mattress again. I mean, the pissy mattress dreams. And
Jay, what?
Huh?
Jay, what?
Yeah.
Now, you know when people go back through the archives, they're going to hear that show, Jay Wood.
I know.
And it's not going to sound too good mixed up with that pissy mattress.
I'm not saying that I got to go find the pissy mattress itself. What I'm saying is the girl with the thoughts of the pissy mattress. That's what I'm talking about.
Ah, okay. So you still want to fool with the girl with the thoughts of the pissy mattress.
Yes.
I have big concerns, Jaywood. Big concern. All right, Jaywood. That smoke detector, change it, Jaywood. It's a warning signal. Get it together. You can do it, Jaywood. And peace and love.
Peace and love.
You know what? Esther.
Wow.
To the third power. Wow. You guys, I'm telling you, we knew tonight was going to be fun. I don't think we had any idea how much fun.
Yeah.
How much fun. Tonight was going to be, let's see, if Sister Munya and Baby Blue is still hanging in there. You there, sis?
Miss Blue?
Yes.
Yes, we're still here. we're rolling on the floor over here. Oh,
say woo to them after. Oh, boy, I tell you the
truth. Oh, my goodness.
Too much. Too much fun tonight.
It is too much. It was a ball. I want to thank both of you guys for calling in, helping out with the channels, helping out with the show tonight. It was a blast. We definitely got to do Tribal Psychic Magic again and add that just to our repertoire of things that we do, because it was it was so much fun. I think tonight is a good night for us to sort of get a breathing treatment, and I'm trying to think of the brother. Is he online, Prince Chrono? I believe that's his name, the Radical Dreamer. Let's all do a very quick breathing treatment, and we're going to do it to the Merkaba piece he sent for us. And the breathing pattern tonight is going to be 282. So I'm going to give that to you guys, 282. This is so we can just balance out some of this energy here. And 282 is the pattern. What you're going to do is breathe in and out of your mouth nice and slow 2 times. In, out is 1. In, out is 2. And then what we're going to do is breathe in and out of our nose as fast as we can 8 times. It's going to be out the nose only. So in, out, 1, in, out, 1, in, out, 2, in, out, 3, in, out, 4, in, out, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you'll breathe in and out of your nose 8 times completely, your nose only. And then 2 times in and out of your mouth, nice and slow again. And we're going to do that all together while we're listening to this piece that was sent in, I believe, maybe 2 years ago, by the brother Prince Chrono. And he makes some beautiful music like a lot of you guys out there. So we're going to play this piece. It's an instrumental, and go from there. Breathe. Everyone to have an amazing week. If you have your Kim deck with you, go ahead and shuffle a couple of times and pull your energy for the week. Don't forget, leave a comment. Leave a comment here. If you guys like the show, if you love the show, leave the comment. Leave it also up on Facebook. Go over to the Remix Family page as well, too, and leave us some feedback there. And, of course, we'll see you guys in the remix, as you know, Friday night. You know how we do. And Sunday night, don't forget to download. Peace and love to you guys, and much love, warm spirit, as we get ready to close out.
They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You are special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if. Yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now. You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win, long as you're alive, cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival.
All right, everyone. That's going to do it. So peace and love to you guys. And I will see you. I will see most of you in the readings this week. And we'll also still be doing a class in the Astral Realm. So look for that on the Remix Radio page and the Remix group page on Facebook as well, too. I'll also try to tweet that message out again. Much love to Sister Manya, Baby Nana, and also to you, Esther Frida, sitting in with me tonight. And all of you out there while we were doing our tribal psychic magic tonight and doing all of these channels, I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. Get your chem decks out, pull for your energy tomorrow, and use them every single day, and keep your love on top. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to everybody.